More like radio, less like crap.
I have two nephews. They're very cool. One's 12 and one is 7. One's going to be a lawyer. One's going to need a lawyer. When he was 6, I said, Jared, how old are you now? He's so cute. He goes, 6. I go, if you could be any age, what age would you be? He goes, 7. I go, why only 6 or 7? He goes, the only ones I know. I'm like, what about 8 or 9? He goes, what the fuck's your problem? He's finally tall enough now where I took him to Disney. You know, you have to be 37 inches to ride the roller coaster, you know? And I take him on Space Mountain. Afterwards, he's so excited. Just rode his first roller coaster. Of course, we have to pee. We go to the men's room. And he's finally big enough now where he can go to the regular size urinals, you know, not the little man urinals on the end, you know? But he can barely reach, so he has to put his thing, like, right on top of the urinal, you know? He looks at me all proud. Looks at the guy next to us. He's like, I'm 37 inches. Wow. Guy's like, I guess you win, kid. Hell. The hell with Disneyland. Join the circus. They had me watching Sesame Street. Have you seen Sesame Street the last couple of years? Oh my gosh, Sesame Street has been ruined. They got the Cookie Monster. Have you seen this? The Cookie Monster? What is it? Just say it. He's a vegetarian. He's on a diet. They got the Cookie Monster eating broccoli and shit. He's like, cookies are a sometimes snack. I miss the old Cookie Monster. Used to want to stick his dick in some chocolate chips. Cookie. Cookie. Shut the door, kids. I'm about to make this batch my bitch. I'm gonna bust a nut all over these Nutter Butters. I would do anything to fuck these cookies. I would lick a muffin's asshole to fuck these cookies. Come on, lady, don't look at me like you never licked a muffin's asshole.
Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the second annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson, Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians and possibly Mersh if you could get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds would go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
You know what, Marie? I was thinking about buying a new sex toy, and I really want to buy one, but I'm strapped for cash. What can I do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mitch. If you go to adamandeve.com, More Like Radio has a promo code for you where you can get 50% off your favorite sex toy.
Hold on, are you saying I can get the sexy slave kit for 50% off?
I'm saying absolutely you can get the full-on sexy slave kit. Just use promo code DEAL48 on checkout.
So if I use DEAL48 and I get my double Dutch dildo, is that all I get?
No, you don't, Mitch. Once you get your double Dutch dildo, you're going to also receive 3 adult DVDs for some inspiration with that double
Perfect,
Dutch dildo.
Perfect, because I still use a DVD player.
Excellent, I'm glad you do. But not only that, you're also going to get a free extra gift with your purchase, and also you'll receive free shipping on your entire order.
It's like Christmas in my pants.
Except you're having it this year.
Hey, smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Hang on to your hats, you devil dogs, because the master bebop blaster of all time is going to give you a soul injection.
I'm the greatest man in the world.
Wow! It's time for Dutch and Royce. Don't forget, we are better than you.
Yeah! Oh, my God.
We are the straightest show that talks about sucking dudes' cocks.
Two of my favorite things in the world are kids singing adult songs and pageants.
You don't fucking know. You think it's all smiles and tits?
Stop doing that to me.
Why? I like it.
You're pissing me off. That's why.
So look out here. Forget her bush. Look at her hair, asshole.
Hold on. Start over. Fuck up. I'm going to do this the right way because I'm a professional broadcaster.
You just click on the screen.
You have boner. No one. Shut up. I know what I'm doing.
Boner.
You see that moveable arrow?
Why do I work with you idiots?
Get off the stage, you fucking faggots! Jesus fucking Christ!
Uh-huh. Sticky eggs. I got one more problem with you, girl. Hey! Hey, baby, even
though I hate you, I wanna love you. Yeah! Hi, everyone. It's June 24th, 2014. Here on More Like Radio, you're listening to Dutch and Royce.
Hi, I'm Royce.
That's Royce. I'm Dutch. That's Marie.
That's Marie.
Hi, I'm Marie.
That's Marie and Royce, apparently.
Hi, Marie and Royce.
That's Mitch. You're throwing me off, dude.
Mitch. Hi. I'm Mitch, the cat.
Mitch, the kitty cat.
Oh, he's so cute.
And that's also Royce's, Mitch's chick, Sherry.
Hi, I'm Dee, Sherry. Sherry D.
Confusing.
Oh my God, you guys sound the
Wait,
same.
D, you're not supposed to be talking.
Sorry.
Shut up, D.
Well, that's D.
I'm D.
And then there's Sean Waters.
I'm Sean.
Who?
You're not Sean.
I'm Dutch.
I'm
Spartacus.
I'm Robbie.
I don't know what's going on.
It's in the computer?
Fantastic. I'm Sean.
Bob. If you guys want to get in touch with us, numbers 954-573.
No, I don't.
2780.
Dutch, I cannot believe, because you love phone calls so much, that you missed out on the Hippo Juice show when we got this retarded gentleman.
No, I was listening, and oh my God.
Right?
If you guys know what we're talking about, if you don't listen to Hippo Juice, but you do listen to DNR, I don't know why you would do that, but if you did, listen to Hippo Juice last week. I wasn't on, but holy cow, Joe filled in and
it
brought
was
gold. So...
What an amazing show.
What is it with you not being on the show and we get all the callers you
it's
want?
It's you, Dutch. You're the reason we don't get callers.
I don't like this.
I don't like it either. You should fucking
Okay,
stop.
You know what? That's just mean.
Why don't you just tell us how your mom's birthday party went?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Real quick, hold on. If you guys don't want to call in and you just want to Twitter us, it's Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H. Juice Marine, Chim Heil.
Twitter me.
Sorry. Hippo Juice Sean, MLRD. Right?
No, more like D.
More like D. Sorry.
Just get it right once.
And I don't know what Sherry's Twitter is.
I don't really use it. So
Dalai Lama.
That one.
It is.
I don't know my password.
You don't need to give the listeners your password.
Anyways.
Does anybody know my password? So lost.
Try password backwards.
Just like, you know how they print out those flyers, like, have you seen this dog with phone numbers?
Have you seen my password? Anyway, so this weekend was my mother's golden birthday.
She's golden shower birthday.
She had a lot of men come over and pee on her. No, it was... It was her 55th.
She's 21 with 30 years of experience.
Right.
me up, bro. Sorry.
She's 55, and she had this big old birthday bash. It was like basically a family reunion. Where
single, Dutch, 55 and single.
And single.
And single. No, she is single now.
What a cougar.
Holler.
So, that being said, we had a huge, you know, big birthday weekend. We had basically my entire family from all over, you know.
Can I say for
them we're living these? Well, go ahead.
For listeners that don't know, there's something called the Dutch curse in his family photos where they always put him in the back, hide him. They are insane. And I was looking at these pictures, and except for one of them, it's the same thing. You're hidden. They basically, you're lucky they don't blur your face out.
You want to know? And the thing is, dude, what was great is we addressed that while we're taking these pictures. I was just like, why am I always in the back? They're like, because you're tall.
And by the way, and in this one here where they're all standing sideways, and I posted it on the picture. Why are you dressed like Heath Ledger's body double?
I will address that. Okay, so.
Could you please?
Because I know you can't quit me, bro, but come on.
My mother, she said, at least from what I read in the
emails. Look, Dutch is hiding. It's like, where's Waldo? Dutch is in the back left.
He's also the least attractive out of all the Van Wingerden boys.
I do have a good-looking family, right?
Not even even the black adopted ones are good looking black guys. Like your whole family's a bunch of fucking models that annoys me.
No, okay. So what happened was my mom said, okay, the colors are going to be red, blue.
The African.
I love how all of you jumped on that. That's just.
Oh my god.
We need to get new inside jokes.
No, we don't.
Anyways, so what happened was that my mom said, okay, we have red, blue, and green are going to be the colors that we go with. And you can have any kind of combination with that. You can wear shorts or a regular shirt. So I show up and
now,
just.
Can it be a combination Pizza Hut, Taco Bell?
No, but
that's not any combination. Your mom lied.
I basically just had like one of my regular, like blue, you know, V-neck not like a deep V, but like one of these kind of V-neck t-shirts or whatever.
I want to hate him.
I look at him, man. I'm sorry. It's a slight V, not big V, you know.
It sucks because, you know, I realized that I actually look pretty good in V-necks. It can't be a deep V, but I look good in a normal V-neck, and it kind of bothers me.
Well, dude, the thing is, like, when you're regular,
right?
Dude,
they are.
Crew neck shirts, they're kind of constricting. I feel like weak person strangling me.
For me, it's a different reason. For me, it's a different reason, Dutch, because I don't have a neck. So wearing a V-neck gives the illusion that I have a neck, and it's kind of nice to be a person who has a neck.
I don't have a neck.
So,
so anyways, so I show up and I have like, you know, just my regular, like, you know, very sexy plaid type of shorts and just my regular.
No,
like,
they're not very. Don't give.
You have these short. Dude, Negro, it's this. You see this? It's these kind of shorts.
I have shorts just like that.
Exactly. Oh, then shut up and stop attacking everything I say. Would you let me tell a story?
No.
Your shorts are stupid.
Let's attack Dutch for everything. Shut up. Let it happen for a second.
Go ahead.
My God. Anyways, so. Mal says Dutch family's photo looks like the old Burger King Kids Club cast. It's very good, Mal.
Hilarious.
It's very funny.
Burger King.
Anyway, so I got there and I show up and the rest of my brothers are all wearing like long pants and like, you know, button up shirts. And my sisters were like, what the fuck? What are you wearing? And I'm like, I don't have. And my brother, Chris, you know, Hot Dutch number two, is now back living with my mom because he's successful with life. So he happened to have clothes there for me to, you know, wear. So I got dressed in his. None of it fit me. I could barely. You could see my dick through his pants because they're so goddamn tight on me.
Now, Dutch, my favorite member of the Burger King Kids Club was Kid Vid because he had the cool futuristic glasses. I posted it in the chat, Dutch, if you want to follow along.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good joke, Wallace. It really is. Every just interracial family.
Great reference. Holy shit, that was a good reference.
Dude, tell me it wasn't fucked up, though, seriously. That they named the handicapped kid Wheels. Like, that's kind of fucked up, right?
Dude, you should hear the Asian / handicapped jokes that my family comes up with and says towards our brother Josiah.
That's
nice. That's not.
Oh, no, that kid's got a great sense of humor. He loves it.
Called a lady in a wheelchair Wheel Lady one time. He was like, go, Wheel Lady! In the middle of Walmart. And I was like,
were you horrified?
I was horrified. And she just stared at me, and I'm like,
I wanted to be like, you're a lady with wheels. What did you expect? He's three. You're amazing. Like,
was she wait, was she handicapped, like for realsy handicapped or fat handicapped?
Realsy's handicapped.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Fat or handicap awesome. Is something different. But anyway, so.
Handicaps, whatever.
So, you know, that's the reason.
Oh, your sisters are so attractive.
Yeah. No, by the way, Kate and Laura love the amount of attention that, you know, you and the listeners gave them from last week's show.
Aww.
Did you not see the Hippo board last week at hashtag Operation Bang Duchess Sisters?
Oh, no, yes. I saw it. And so do half my family. So they're like, why does it say, why are there pictures on your Facebook page? And I'm like, you know what? I need to untag me from those things.
That's fantastic.
Dutch, come on. They love the attention.
No, they thought it was funny. They loved it.
It's going to happen, so just get ready for it.
Anyways, unfortunately, so they had this, there's like 100 people over at mom's house, and, you know, mom's got this big old barn. We have, you know, occasional barn parties there.
It's like a bunch of Swedish supermodels. That's seriously.
It's not weird.
No, the whole family in general, but yeah, your sisters too, but it's so weird. Like, it's this beauty gene.
They all have hot blue eyes, yes. And like great hair, and cute smiles. It's ridiculous.
All of Dutch's pictures look like screen caps from Zoolander.
I know.
It's bothering me.
And Dutch isn't included in any of these comments.
Hey!
No, Dutch. The thing is, though, Dutch is very good looking, but he's not the best looking guy.
I'm not the best looking guy in my family. That's the thing. I am not the best looking guy in my family. Definitely not.
Scary.
Yeah.
I like, by the way, I like the folded arm
ones. Oh, my God. Do you realize that all eight of, or how many, 12 of my brothers were there, were like, we don't want to do this pose. This pose is lame. No, we don't like this pose. And my mom is sitting in the back going,
unhappy.
My mom got like a professional photographer to come over and everything like that. She's like, just do it. And we're like, all right. Ma. Jesus, if this can make us go back to drinking any faster.
I'm 55 years old. My womb is dried up and your father
left
me.
This is my birthday. Exactly, dude. It was just, you know, her just, we're like, all right, Ma, Jesus Christ.
Who's the brother in the dark blue next to you? Because he's pretty handsome.
Right? I told you he's not the most handsome one.
Ooh, which one is this?
Dark blue next to me.
Shirt.
That's my older brother, Aaron. The tall guy in the dark blue, that's my older brother, Aaron. You talking about the black guy or the white guy?
The white guy.
Okay. Yeah, that's Aaron. The black guy is Nate.
Isn't that kind of racist? Like, even the white...
Did I?
Basically, white guy, duh. Wanted to say...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, your tone was a little racist, like D. I didn't appreciate that.
What? Talking about...
But he's such
now.
A sweetheart.
No, she's not. Anyways, so that whole thing went down. We had this huge, big old party. And then out of nowhere, my brother Chris comes up with his laptop and says, hey, play this song next. And I'm like, okay. Well, it's... And he told me, because my brother Chris, Hot Dutch number two, if you guys forget who he is.
Hot Dutch number one.
Which one in the photo is Chris?
He is, if you look all... He's the second from the right standing up. In the blue shirt.
Is he the one with his arms crossed with the watch or the one sucking
with
the
watch. No, with one with the watch.
Okay, yeah, he's quite handsome.
Yeah, he's very handsome.
Well, he's Hot Dutch number two. We've had him on the show many times before. But anyways, he's moving to the motherland, Amsterdam, for a three-month like internship to be working at a greenhouse out there.
Nice.
And he decided to make the announcement tonight or that night. And when he did it, he was just like, so in honor of my mom's birthday and you know, all the festivities, I want to do a mother son dance kind of thing. So I start playing this song and I don't have a good video of it. And I guess I should have pulled it up. But anyways, essentially him, my other brother, Adam, the short black guy in the red shirt, and my mom break out into this dance that spans from like techno music to dubstep and then ends with One Direction. And they had all these like, oh yeah, we filmed it, but the only copy that it was on was my dumb brother Caleb, who started filming up and then turned his camera to the side so the whole thing was sideways.
Oh no.
Well, Mitch can fix that, right? Mitch, can you fix that?
I can't fix stupid, but I could rotate it.
Okay.
I didn't have enough time to download it before I started this story. I guess I should have said. But anyways, so that was one of the highlights of the night, and the fact that like my mom was doing techno dancing at one point in the night. It was a lot of fun.
That sounds awesome.
So we had, you know, two kegs. We had, my brother, sprung for these two big blow-up bouncy castles that all the little nephews and nieces and all these little kids could play in, and huge DJ party, and, like, it was awesome.
Did you recreate the volleyball scene from Top Gun?
Oh, yeah. We were all, oddly enough that you say that, we were all going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Every time somebody served.
That's the wrong song. It's Playing with the Boys.
Oh, my God. Okay, so then, earlier that weekend, the night before, my brother and Marie and Royce, you guys were out here. You guys know the Broadmoor, right? That place that Kelly and I took you to go to the really nice area. Well, apparently they have a bowling alley. And so my brother.
Why did you take us to the bowling alley?
Bowling alley.
Why? I don't know why.
Bowling alley.
Well, because the reason why we take you to the bowling alley was because you have to reserve the lanes, and you only get 1 hour to play.
None of the staircase.
Now, none of us knew that, but my brother reserved it anyways. We show up. He's like 45 minutes late, and then we realized how late it was going to be, and then we realized how much we had to bowl with all those rich people. So, Marie and Royce, if you guys remember all those rich people who were around us at the bar when we were at the
Broadmoor? Remember the 55-year-old woman that was hitting on Marie?
Exactly.
The blonde weirdo?
Imagine all these people at this like 10-lane bowling alley within that area. Then you have my...
I was beautiful when I was your age. I was beautiful like you once. It's like, all right,
okay,
lady, relax.
Well, imagine that, but no drunkenness, but a lot of people who are taking their bowling seriously, and then my white trash family comes rolling in. We're like, shit, we have a half hour left. We got to get as many games in as we can. So we have three lanes, and there's like, 30 of us trying to all bowl. We're all bowling at the same time. And anytime anybody makes a strike, we would put our arms here like this and run up to each other and go, strike, 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 strike. And then my sister decided to scream out in the background and go, soak him for crutchy. If anybody's ever seen Newsies, that makes sense.
You guys are the worst Big Lebowski sequel I've ever heard of.
So we were just doing Newsy quotes, screaming, strike, strike, strike. In front of all these people who own yachts and are just billionaires and celebrities, and we're just pissing all of them off.
Where do they take their yacht in Colorado?
Well, I mean, they own yachts. When they're not summering in Colorado, they're spending the summer in Bermuda with their not the Pecanos. No, they're in Bermuda with their other yachts. Like, they come here when it's nice to get away from the humidity anywhere else. But so that whole nonsense went on. But then later
your
that night,
your family looks like a TV commercial. That's how diversified it is.
It is, man. We've been saying it for years.
I would have sex with 90% of them. They are fantastic. All of them. Look at them.
Seriously, it's crazy.
Extend says, is it nuts? Douche is Dutch, douche frat family.
It really is. You guys are fucking. I hate you guys. You guys were the bad guys in all the 80s movies. The dudes in the
you were the orphans.
Clubs.
Light blue handsome shirt. He looks like a
presidential getting candidate. A boner from my brothers.
hey, leave Dutch Romney alone.
Oh, are you talking about the guy in the far right or the guy in the middle?
Middle.
Far right.
Oh, well, the guy in the middle is getting married. He's my brother-in-law, Josh. Future brother-in-law. He's the one to get married to my sister, Renee. And the guy on the far right.
What are you looking at?
And the one on the far right, if you're looking at Marie's picture, that's Caleb / Chubbs.
Caleb's the handsomest.
I think. He's a good looking guy. Oh yeah, definitely. But anyways, so we have exactly 30 minutes of bowling. We piss off a lot of rich people. Then we all decide to go down to Southside Johnny's. Now, you guys remember that bar I took you when you guys were here, Marie and Royce?
One. Which one?
A lot of them.
Well, okay, it was that one that had the three bars in one, had like the live music area.
Then, yeah.
Then like the hip-hop dance area, and then like the lounge area. Mm-hmm. That bar.
Right.
And then, for the listeners who don't know what we're talking about, that's essentially what it is. It's a really long, stretched-out bar and has three different sections. Anyways. So we go back there because it's fun and, it's, all of us. We're all back there and we have a tendency to take over a room, let alone a dance floor.
No shit. You guys need attention? No fucking way.
Oh, my God. We need attention.
Never noticed that.
You guys, here's the thing. I'm the quiet one of the family.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No,
you're not. You were there.
No, you're not. I can't believe that.
I'm very quiet.
No, I've seen him with his family. He's not.
I'm a shy boy.
No,
what?
Yes, I am.
No. His fucking family, when we were over there on a honeymoon, they were having this birthday party, and it looked like a fucking iPad commercial. I wanted to kill everybody there.
What
Is your family sponsored by Apple?
Exactly. Marie was like, seriously, it looked like it was a FaceTime commercial.
Oh, and by the way, for the people who didn't, yeah, no, Royce was like named, okay, that's Douche Dutch. That's yeah, Rich Dutch. That's Black Dutch. Dutch. That's Black Dutch number two. That's
yeah. Were they all Black Dutch?
No, there was only a couple Black Dutches. But there only was a Tall couple? Dutch.
Yeah, one and two. Yeah, no, Tall Black Dutch and Short Black Dutch, I think.
Right.
And yeah.
Dutch.
Handsomer Dutch.
Handsomer Dutch. Hot Dutch.
Super hot
and
Dutch.
And then just me. So, but either way. So, wow,
you really are a fucking five for your family.
I know.
You dude. Might be a nine in the world, but you're a five for your family. No wonder you do radio. For people who wonder why something so beautiful does is so terrible inside of radio, that's just why.
What is
who
this?
The fuck is calling me?
What?
Can you add him to a conference or no?
Decline.
Is it sorry, somebody?
I don't know.
Tell him to call Skype.
No, it's no. Okay. No, it was my. I think it was my grandfather.
Seriously. Oh my God! Please add him.
No, I'd rather not. Anyway, that would go ahead.
Be so much fun.
Anyway, so okay, so we did that for an hour—the rich person bowling—and of course, we just gave her brother Aaron shit for doing that. He's like, "Why would you do it? I didn't know it was for an hour." You know, like whatever. So we do that, and then we all decide to go to that bar, Southside Johnny's, which is a mixture of white trash slash older people trying to have fun slash our kind of people, like people our age, who are like. Cheap drinks, let's go get fucked up. You know, that kind of thing. So we go down there.
This is another large multicultural family.
Oh my God, can you imagine another Dutch Van Wingerden family of multicultural people? And then they like face off and it's like Side Story?
Yeah.
No, that would be awful.
When you're a jet, you're a jet. So we go.
Any adopted
we're plan. Having fun. And at this point, you know, we had had just, you know, tons of fun. I hadn't seen my family in a long time. We were all in jovial moods, I guess is the best way to say it. We're outside, and it was just me and my brother Chubbs and Hot Dutch number two slash Chris. So we're outside, and somebody like dropped a glass. And usually, when someone breaks a glass, like if you're in a greenhouse, not a greenhouse, sorry, a restaurant, people will start clapping or whatever.
Right.
My brothers, Caleb and Chris.
African Americans.
No, my brothers, Caleb and Chris, they're both white guys.
Regular brothers, my bad.
They start, they were like, oh, hey, way to go, Butterfingers. You know, like, you know, just kind of yelling off.
Well, your family, it'd be Butterface.
Oh.
Could you tell a story?
No.
No.
You're, okay.
I love that he's surprised now.
Where do we?
After how many years of doing radio, he's now surprised that this
surprised.
Will happen.
I'm
to
just
tell a story.
I'm doing a thing here.
Dutch,
I'm just way, doing. I'm doing my part so to play the bit. I'm playing a bit. What?
Looks so handsome tonight.
You really?
I do.
Because your hair is just the right length
well,
right now.
I want to see.
He's yeah. He looks.
Yeah,
really
look.
Hot
he really.
Right
his
come
hair
on
is,
over here. Come look.
Because when Dutch cuts it too short, he looks like a little Aryan nation.
Can we get Maria a monitor already? Because we're always doing these things where like everybody else can see it.
Tell Maria to let me get her a monitor, and I'll get her one.
Shut up and let me go.
Go.
Yeah.
Go to the Poconos with a hoagie and a Coke.
I like getting up.
When do we get to the part where we figure out whether you know Kate and Laura want to have sex with us or not? Like when?
Yeah. Did you ask?
Well, they can call in if they want. 954-573-2780. You guys can call in and do whatever you want. But here's the thing. So.
Did you put in a good word for me?
I'm not comfortable with this way. Not in the least bit.
eat red right now. That's fantastic.
Anyways, so you know they're doing the whole oh hey way to go way to drop that hey you got catcher's mitts on whatever. So they're just doing whatever it is they do. These two guys are not big fans of us at all, and so they're just sitting there staring at us. And you know when you can tell when someone's staring at you, and like me and my brother Chubbs were like. Those guys are staring at us. So we started playing this game. We're like, okay, let's both look at each other. And then on three, let's turn and look at them. But like, let's do like Zoolander poses. So we do things like one. We'd be like one, two, three. And like turn and look at them, you know. And we did that for about, you know, like I said, we were outside smoking cigarettes. We did that for about maybe 5 minutes. Just, you know, just goofing around. And apparently these guys
they
were.
They followed you to the bathroom and said they want to see your penis for $100.
No, but they were not fans of us mocking them with our looks, I guess.
Really?
You don't say.
We forget all about it. We forget all about it until about 2 hours later when the bar starts shutting down. They're like, hey, everybody, you know, we got about 5 minutes. Come get your drinks or come pay for your drinks, yada, yada. So, you know, we have the crunch of, you know, the crowds moving and people are kind of like going to get their tabs. And my brother Adam's like, hey, those are the two guys who were looking at you earlier. And I turn and I see the two guys and I'm like, oh, yeah. Hey, man, what's your problem? Well, I meant to say that phrase, but I got as far as saying, hey, man, what's your, until wham, I get punched right in the face.
Oh, my God.
Sweet.
Punched right in my lip. Here you go. Look.
I would pay to see that.
A ton. And it was a lot more, it was a lot more bruised here.
Punch him back.
Okay, well, let me explain.
Did your entire family jump him?
Okay,
was there a fist cuff
streak? I'm getting there, people. Face. I'm getting there. So, I get punched in the face. Now, the next 30 seconds are a little hazy to me because, A, I just got punched in the face, and three, it was complete and utter pandemonium. But what I do remember is I end up on the ground. The next thing I remember is I was on the ground with that guy punching him in his face as many times as I possibly could. And this is what the result of that was. I don't know if you guys can see that. Those were from his teeth.
Nice.
So
that's just showing us his scarred up hands.
Yes. So, and then next thing I remember, I see my brother Nathan, Aaron, Adam, Caleb, my brother-in-law Josh, our buddy Clint, Clint's buddy John, beating the shit out of, and what we thought was just the two guys, but apparently they had a third buddy there. I guess these two guys just thought it was just the three of us and didn't realize we had an entire posse of pissed off Dutch guys who had been drinking.
The only three other black people in Colorado were your brothers.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. My brother Adam.
They're like, oh shit. He's related to them.
Yeah. It's either Dutch's family or the Broncos.
Dude, I remember seeing my brother Nathan's fist coming out of nowhere and just smashing the one dude's head that was in the ground. He was just punching his head into the ground. My brother Aaron was kicking the other dude in the face like a soccer player. It was great. Dude.
At the end, did you say, if you could change, we could change.
We could change.
You know what? The last time, well, when you took us to that bar.
There was no fights.
That trifecta bar. The only time I was looking around going, this place looks like there's a fight like every night. Every night there's a fight in this place.
Oddly enough, not really. I think I've seen...
Not until the Van Wingerdens come to town.
Well, no, I've seen two other fights there in the amount of time I've been going to this bar. And one of the other times was started by my older brother, Aaron.
It's always you guys.
No, well, just that one time. But
those Van Wingerdens anywhere.
All I remember is, like, I got hit and you know... Besides me seeing red and punching this guy many times, I do remember like thinking, oh no, these guys are going to get fucked up, because I don't think they realized there was like eight of us there who were all had been drinking all weekend and were kind of rowdy as it was. And so something like that. So that goes on for about 45 seconds. The next thing I know is my sister's like holding me. She's going like, stop. Please stop. Laura, the one you guys were hitting on last week.
Hot Laura.
Sweet.
Hot Laura. Laura, call in. Maybe this is
call the show.
I think Hot Laura should call in because there might be a few details that I'm missing out on or I don't remember exactly.
The D and then the tails too. Am I right? High five.
In the tail.
Hold on. Someone's knocking on my door. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Is it Hot Laura?
I hope it's a Grim Reaper.
I hope it's a Jehovah's Witness.
We through you. Oh man, I was so riveted by Dutch's story. I don't even know how to continue.
I so hope it's his hot sister.
I wish somebody had yelled out,
okay,
in the face.
You know what we should do? Okay,
any of
now is it awkward for anyone else when Dutch refers to her as Hot Laura?
No,
it's hot.
It's perfectly normal to say your siblings are hot.
It's like the Lannisters. Incest is okay because they're so pretty.
They're all of them,
and half of them are adopted.
Exactly.
If people continue to refer to them as Hot Laura, eventually you will also end up saying,
"Whoa,
it.
Okay,
true."
But, hey, Dutch.
Van Wingerden always pays their debts.
Let me go close to the window because apparently this person heard. Hold on.
Heard what? That what?
I don't know.
Real, bro.
Hold on, I need to go do the same because
it's fucking streets. Tell that
you mean he's not a Dutch and Royce fan?
I want to talk to this person. Put him on the mic.
No. Okay, so
who's this person?
Okay, Royce, remember my apartment? How you like my balcony, and you have like balconies right next to me?
Your sad apartment.
Yes, I remember. There was nothing inside of it. Go on.
No, not my apartment. The other apartment.
There was half a tombstone pizza.
I had good furniture.
Uh-huh.
This is mean. Anyways, so, okay.
I heard you had a decent couch.
People just moved in to the... balcony, you know, apartment next to me.
In the balcony?
Well, I mean,
to the whole apartment.
Not the apartment to the right of me, but the one to the left of me, and you can see the...
They're going
to
get cold in winter, Dutch.
Tell them to sleep inside. We don't want them to die. Sorry, Dutch. So I think they're not fans of Dutch and Royce.
You done?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Can I just tell something cool that happened for a second?
Cool story, Hansel.
Yes, you may tell us a cool story about your neighbors that live on the balcony next to you.
What are they, parakeets?
No, they're two hot chicks that just moved in.
Woo!
And all over them, they'll think it's night. The fall.
One of them, okay, so one of them is a military wife who's has their kid, and she's living with her best friend, who's also a girl. I just found this out today when I was outside in my porch smoking a cigarette. And she just struck up a conversation with me.
Masturbating on my porch.
So I spoke with her like a little bit, you know, earlier today. I just now when the door knocked, I went over. She was standing there in her bikini, and she's like, "Can I buy a cigarette off you? I ran out." I'm like,
"She wants your dick." Sure.
Yeah. And by the way,
you should have invited her in.
She's
why don't you invite her in? Tell her you're doing
because
radio.
I'm in the middle of doing a show.
That's even better. She should
have seduced her.
I've said. Four sentences to her to like. I'm not gonna sit there and explain. And I actually did just say, "Hey, I'm on the air right now. Sorry, I gotta go." She's like, "You do a radio show?" And I'm like, "Yeah, hold on. I'll talk to you about it in a minute." And I closed the door.
She didn't. Hold on. Wait a second.
Did you give her the dick,
dude? She didn't knock for a cigarette, right. Asshole. She knocked for your cock.
Well, no.
She wants that dick.
Here's what it was, dude.
A good fucking show host would
listen to me.
Joe Coletta would
listen to
me.
Listen to me. My porch door was open, and so I guess she was on her porch, and she heard me screaming over top of you guys. So. So she's like, "Is it your birthday? What you were in a fight?" And I'm like, "Oh, you were hearing that?" And she's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, sorry, I'm on the air. I'm doing a show right now."
Well, listen to Dutch and Rose.
And I told her, like, I'll explain it to you later. Talk to you in an hour.
I just tell her to tune in. You know, Dutch. No, you know what? Do me a favor. I'm going to run the show for a second.
No.
Get up. No, you listen to me.
You're going to get on the phone.
Hold on. Maria's queefed on
air. Time out. You're going to say cool story, Hansel, in the chat room after my fight story?
Huh?
Cool story, huh?
No, I was posting that because everybody was posting Zoolander pictures because you said that you guys
were doing Zoolander posts.
And so okay. I said, okay, yeah, so fuck you. You're so sensitive. You thought
I'm not sensitive. I don't know with you anymore these days.
Whoa. What is that?
Oh, we need to talk
about this. I think what it is that like, you miss having an insult show like the Fifth Circle. Really so don't. You're trying to turn this one into that.
I really don't miss it.
You
that
know?
Would be a lie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's I don't not miss true. It either.
No one misses it.
No one misses it.
I like this show because this is more fun and the insults aren't as mean.
Oh, okay. They're not as mean. Okay.
They're not. I've called you handsome. I said, look how pretty your hair
that
is.
That doesn't make it any better.
I Dutch. Said I'd blow you.
Okay, Dutch gets punched every other weekend and looks handsomer. I hate him. Dutch is the only person to get punched in the face.
That was the greatest part about that fight, by the way. I was the only one who got hit in the face. Those other guys, like my brother's like fists were rocked up because they kept... Those guys got their asses beat down. And I actually kind of felt bad for them. And like it was, the greatest part was is that 45 seconds later, we were like, we got to get the fuck out of here before the cops come. You know, so we're all scrambling. I'm the only one who's bleeding, at least out of my face, because I got sucker punched in the face. And then... That was the only conversation we had the rest of the night. You see me fuck that guy up? Oh, dude, yeah, you put that. Whenever there's a fight, doesn't that dominate any kind of... And that dominated the conversation leading up to the next day during the whole party that we had and everything. That's all everybody was talking about. Like, oh, did you get a shot in? Oh, yeah, dude. Like, this one... Apparently, at one point, my brother-in-law, Josh, had to hold my closest sister, Renee, back because she had a beer bottle and was trying to beat a girl over the head with it who was the girlfriend of one of the guys getting his ass kicked.
This is great.
So he was just like, dude, I literally had to pick her up. And he's like, you know, we've been dating for 4 years and I've never had to use physical force on her, but I felt like in that moment I had to because she was going to kill somebody.
Friending Renee now.
Marie.
What? She almost broke a beer bottle on someone. That's cool.
But yeah, she went after somebody. I guess right. My sister Rachel went after somebody. Well, she started to and then tried to pull everybody off. My sister Laura went hysterical. She's the one, the gay boy in the girl's body.
Hot.
The one, hot, yeah. She, at one point, and I wish she would call in. She said she was going to. But at one point, I do remember, like, after, like, one of the bouncers pulled me off of the guy I was punching, and I was on the floor on my back, and I look up, and I see Laura grabbing a hold of my head saying, please stop. It ruled.
So you should incite riots, and you're fine with that?
Well, I got to say, man, getting punched in the face is kind of refreshing.
Why?
When was the last time you were in a fight?
Last time I was punched in the face or last time I was in a fight?
Both.
Well, no, it's different because I took an MMA class and I got kicked in the head pretty fucking hard.
Well, you know, I mean like a legit fight with somebody you don't know. Well, I got a
concussion. Does that count?
Well, I mean like with people you don't know. I mean like MMA classes aside, I'm talking about like street fight kind of shit.
It's been a while.
Or a bar fight.
It's been a while.
That's just it, man. Like it's been
I tend not to get in many fights because people don't tend to want to fight with
people. People don't pick fights with Royce.
I'm with you too because generally I have the kind of personality where I can deflate and be like, hey, man, sorry about that. You want to, you know, I'll buy you a drink. Like, you know.
Yeah, Royce's arms also have that personality.
Yeah, well, that's different. He's more of a scarecrow where he fends them off. I'm more of like a bird feeder. I'm like, here you go.
But I'm such a baby. The thing
you
is,
mean squirrels steal violent. All your nuts out of you?
Yes, they do. I have a big problem with squirrels. I've been trying to come up with a trap for them.
Okay. Another trap. What is it, Dutch? I'm hearing Dutch. How do you catch squirrels?
Well,
they're nuts, apparently.
I have no improv right now. I'm sorry. I'm trying to. Here's the thing. The next thought in my head is trying to like finish the rest of the story, and I'm like pausing while you guys throw your.
Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So my improv skills are not good right now. But anyways. Like I said earlier, like I haven't gotten into a fight in a long time. Like, because I said, generally, especially when, you know, I'm turning 30 next month. Like, I'm not the aggressive asshole that I used to be and things like that. Like, I'm a lot better at, you know, diffusing things. Hence why when I first said to the guy, I'm like,
yeah, when I think of Dutch, I think cool as a cucumber.
Well, I'll blow up on you guys because you guys are like family. That's what you're allowed to do.
Okay.
So
go ahead.
But in public, I mean, did you guys see me ever get close to blowing up in public?
No, but I mean, I haven't been around you that long, so who knows?
Well, I mean, we've been at like pretty public events, but together.
No, I've never seen you get mad and try to punch somebody.
There's a poor example to even try.
I've seen you get on a megaphone and say, get off the stage, you fucking faggots.
Okay, that was a different thing.
He's done that.
So that wasn't nice.
No, that wasn't nice at all.
If I remember correctly.
Who's the blondie?
Who?
Oh, I posted a picture of you flexing. And it happened to be your new profile picture on Facebook. And
Jesse.
Yeah, we went to a birthday party last weekend.
Ooh, tell me about that.
I mean, no one got punched in the face.
I don't think anyway.
Marie tried to kill people with a watermelon, though.
Yeah, they were playing this game where they blew up a watermelon, throw it in the pool, and then you have to
grease up watermelon.
It's basically a bunch of
don't sit there and act like it's like a regular pool game like Marco Polo.
Dude,
what are you talking about?
Florida pool game.
You don't remember the Always Sunny episode when they did the same thing?
I must have missed that one.
When they go to the public pool and that they're playing the game anyway.
So you put grease on a
watermelon.
Like,
yeah, D, you can explain it. It's fine.
There's all these like they decide to break up the teams into boys and girls. And there's all these like, pretty girls, Moxie, whatever, the burlesque girls and stuff. And then there's Marie, who's taking this shit seriously.
So
like,
this fucking dude.
He is ready to fuck these people up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no, it is on.
Yeah.
I leaned over to my friend, Jeremy, and I was just like, look at them smiling pretty. They don't even know. Marie's going to fuck them up. She takes the shit serious.
Marie's over there pushing the guys around.
No, you don't understand. They're
Get out of my way.
With the watermelon. The point is to get the watermelon through a goal on each side. So he picked it up because Marie jumps up like fucking Matumbo and slaps the watermelon back in the dude's face like he's a bitch. And I was like, they better not. They don't even understand. Marie will fuck these guys up.
I was
up.
About ready to start.
Yeah, Marie's about to yell.
I was like, can somebody fucking play some defense over here?
It's a fun pool game.
I can't be everywhere in the pool at the same time.
Marie's competitive?
She's so competitive.
I did not know that about you. Oh, cow. Okay.
She's super competitive,
it's
bro.
It's like creepy.
Oh, my God. Okay, I always thought it was a bit whenever we did our dumb games on the show and I would give you negative points that you actually got mad at me.
No, it makes her for real.
Oh.
the fuck around.
Okay, now it makes sense. You always get so mad at me.
She was like fire in her. I got out of the pool. I was scared.
I was terrified for everybody in the pool.
Like, I don't know why I just married, but that's not it.
I sound a little. But one of the dudes, he just pushed me under the deep end. Oh, no, I'm drowning.
He's trying to drown Marie. That's how fucking hard she plays.
But I was getting so pissed. At one point, one of the dudes had the watermelon, and the girls are like, hey, get the watermelon off. And I wrapped my arm around three of them and dragged them into the deep end. Get away from my goal. And I just start dragging.
Fucking She-Hulk.
She is a strong bitch. And she was in that pool pushing everybody around. It was hysterical.
Marie plays that game. She plays every game like with prison rules. Like she bows and just fucking crazy.
What I'm trying to say is it was a really fun game.
Yeah.
Well, for everybody else but you, you probably won, right?
No.
I was going to say, is that what made it fun?
It was four dudes against like six girls. It was silly. And I couldn't overwhelm all the guys, and the girls were doing nothing.
Phrasing.
There was a lot of tits going on, though, so that was nice.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that going on.
Nice.
It's not like they weren't doing anything. They were standing there with their tits.
Hold on. What do you guys grease the watermelon up with? I'm still, like, trying to, like, what does that?
Baby oil.
Baby oil.
So in the water, I'm assuming that just makes it worse, so it's, like, yes. Hard to hold on to said watermelon?
Super slippery.
Okay. It's not a bad idea. It's actually a good game idea for a game.
Yeah, and then you eat the watermelon afterwards.
Yeah, before the party, she like on her event page, she posted like the rules and like a video on how to play, and she was very organized.
Watermelon game.
It was a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
That actually reminds me a lot of my sister Renee. She's super competitive as well. Like, oh shit, that actually reminds. Wow, am I even trying to like segue here? The last time I got in a fight was because of Renee's being competitive. I think I might have told you guys the story in there, but when she was playing beer pong and her and I were at a party when we were in college.
I don't believe that.
Well, she was playing beer pong and she was calling these guys gay for missing their shots and like, what up, queer? You know, like she just did not care. And I knew that, like, that's the way she gets when she gets, you know.
What is your sister, a drunk 50-year-old man?
No, she's Marie, but just not Aryan.
Oh, okay.
Not Aryan, sorry, Arabian. What are you again? I don't know what you are. Armenian, all the same, right?
Arabian?
Arabian.
She's an Arabian horse.
Anyways, so, yeah, she's super competitive like that, too. Just like, oh, what up, fag? I just scored on your center cup. Like. Touch.
The faggot word, please.
That dude, she was doing that nonsense, and before I knew it, because there was two levels to this party. There was like an overlook, you know, like those overlook like balcony type of things, and I was up in the upper level talking about it. Anyways, all I know is I hear my sister going, Joel, I need you, and I was like, okay, so coming down the stairs, she's like, this guy's trying to spray me in the face with spray paint, and I was like, what? And this dude comes charging after us, and he has a bottle full of spray paint, and goes. I'll spray you and your bitch with spray paint. So I grab the guy, smack him against the wall, and start punching him a couple of times. Then he hits me in the side of the head with the can, and we trip or whatever. All I know is that it ended up with him and his eight friends chasing me out of the party and beating my car as I drove away. Because I didn't realize there was a lot more of his buddies there.
I'm sorry, but where was this party? They had spray paint. The fucking set of Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo?
It was actually a large...
You seen in a rec center?
It was a large, auto body shop, but like one of the nice ones. You know what I mean? Like one of those like show floor room shops that slash body shop, whatever. Mm-hmm. One of my friends, like, his dad owned the thing. This is back when we were in college. I think I had been, like, 22. Yeah, Jesus Christ. It's been at least, 8-9 years since I've been in a fight. No, I'm thinking about it. Yeah. It was that long ago. So that
You've
was my-
been in 100% more fights than I've been in.
Really? With your competitive nonsense? I'm sure your brothers, because your brothers... By the way, Marie's brothers are brick shit houses. Like, I would never fuck with those guys... Those guys are monsters and problems.
Well, the other thing is Marie is a problem for a girl, too.
Yeah.
Pretty big, and she'll hit you really hard, and it hurts.
Oh, you're calling her fat?
No, I'm not. It was heavy-handed, I guess is the word.
She doesn't know how to pet properly. Like, you're hurting the bunny, Marie. Stop.
Well, I love
the bunny. Wants to make them feel it. You gotta pet them so they can feel it.
Oh, you love them.
Calm down, Lenny.
You guys all right?
But yeah. So stuffy.
So the reason why I say that, I'm assuming your brother probably got you a lot out of a lot of shit with your big mouth and your competitive nonsense back in the day.
No, not at all. My brothers were out in college by the time I was in middle school. My brothers are significantly older than I am.
Wait, what's the age difference?
They're 7 and 11 years older than I am.
Whoa.
They were out of my life at a young age.
It was a mistake.
Yeah, or your parents just got warmed up and said, "Who needs condoms anymore? We're not having kids anymore."
Surprise.
Hmm.
Surprise. No, but no, my middle brother was actually the one that taught me how to play sports. He was very insistent that I be as tomboy as humanly possible. My oldest brother was the smart one that actually, like, you know, did really well in school. My middle brother was like, "Hey, let's toss this football. Hey, let's go bike riding. Hey, let's climb this mountain. Hey, climb that tree. Hey, I'm going to teach you how to play basketball now. Hey, you should play softball. You're really good at this."
How often do you talk to your brothers now?
Huh?
How often do you talk to them now?
Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter.
Really? Okay.
Parents' holidays.
Yeah.
Mother's Day.
It always seems to get that way when we get older.
Yeah. We don't know how to talk to each other outside of Simpsons quotes.
Hey, at least you're on speaking terms.
No, I'm laughing because, like, that's how my family is. Like, we'll just randomly text each other, like, quotes from The Music Man. Or like Newsies, or something random that we used to watch growing up together. Like, yeah, that's actually really funny.
Yeah, like when we get together, all we do is like, okay, how caught up are you in South Park? How caught up are you in It's Always Sunny? Okay, how caught up are you here? Have you started watching this show yet? Like, all we do is just talk about things we watch. That's it.
Do you wish it was more than that, or you like that?
Let's not get into feelings. Feelings are frightening and emotions are scary, and I don't know how to deal with it.
Everybody trashes me for being emotionally unavailable, but come on.
Oh, no, I'm totally, like, my family and me, like, we're like, yeah. My brother, when he hugs me, gives me the weakest pat on the back you will ever see.
I might break. Well, dude, have you seen your brothers? They're jacked. They're big. I was scared of your brothers when I met him at your wedding.
Really?
No, not really, but, you know, I was trying to do it for the bit.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say they're not.
No, but they're big. They're not just big dudes, but they're thick dudes. You know what I mean? In the sense of, like,
are you
thick.
On her brothers?
I think you're hitting on her brothers.
Hooligan tough kind of look. You know what I mean? Like the kind of guys who are like
dances.
You say the wrong thing about their football team.
Ballroom dancer, Dutch
amateur.
He is? Yes.
Okay, amateur.
Yes, he ballroom dances.
I'm sorry.
That's why
he's staying amateur so he can compete in the Olympics.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess I was completely wrong.
Right. You were just looking at his bulge.
Yeah, he has a big dick.
Which one's the handsome one or the... I guess they're both handsome.
The middle one is the one that most people are significantly attracted to. The older one is the brains, and then the middle one was the jock. So... that's how I usually describe it. But yeah, like I said, they taught me how to be a boy because they didn't know how to have a girl in the family. So I grew up with a lot of men in my life. So I'm used to being a dude as opposed to being a girl. Like, being a girl's weird.
I agree.
If you haven't noticed.
Yeah, you hate most women and most people know that. And the fact that you like Sherry and Dee is just, a complete,
well, other women
testament to how awesome we are.
Other women that recognize that most women suck.
Sherry, were you a tomboy?
Yeah, Sherry doesn't like girls either.
She shoots a bow and arrow.
Okay,
that's your answer.
At
I was raised
Mitch,
by my dad and
part.
My brother,
but or by wolves.
Also by wolves.
Just wolf t-shirts.
My dad and my brother are wolves.
Really? Sounds dangerous.
When are you guys? Did you guys go hunting this year, Mitch and Sherry?
She no, went. Hunting season hasn't started yet this year. It's not until the fall.
No, I meant this, like, last, like, fall and winter. I mean, like, okay, in the last calendar year from today. Like,
yeah.
What'd you get?
I got nothing because they weren't big enough to shoot because I have morals.
Ooh, she has morals.
So I know.
You are like, you're like Dexter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she chooses her victims and she follows them around and learns everything about them.
And then she starts sucking after season 5.
Season 3, in my opinion.
Well, whatever. Tomato, tomato. Point is, it got terrible.
Do you guys have any like shit that you've killed mounted in your house, Mitch? Or that she's killed?
No, not yet. I have a fish that I mounted a couple years ago. I'm going to bring that up, but I don't have anything else. I don't go hunting.
So. Is it one of those singing fish? Because that doesn't count.
Yeah.
I want to get a bear and put a bear on the wall, like a rug.
You're going to go kill a bear?
I am going to. Well, not this year. I didn't get the lottery for it, but maybe next year I'll win the lottery for a bear.
What are you going
to
kill?
Win the lottery to kill a bear?
No, you have apply. It's probably a lottery like you apply for a license.
Like the Hunger Games for bears?
I volunteer as tribute.
Oh, no.
How it works, Royce.
Whatever. I don't know. And then I wear a fire dress and the movie sucks. I'm not really 100% sure. I only want
I hope the third one's good because when I was in prison, jail, sex, whatever you guys called it.
We never called it that.
You called it a lot of different things.
We call it release jail.
I read the third book. It's actually kind of good. It's actually really good.
You were reading The Hunger Games in jail.
I had nothing else, man.
Ew.
Why, dude? Have you read any of them?
It's called rehabilitation.
Time out. Time out.
Oh, no, Dutch. I read gay books. Don't get me wrong. I'm not.
It's not gay. No. Have you actually read the way this woman writes a book?
You're misunderstanding me. It's not whether what you think. The point is, in prison, I bet you don't see a lot of hard motherfuckers.
Yes, I did, dude.
Hunger Games.
Dude, I saw guys reading Twilight books. I saw guys reading every kind of book you could imagine. So don't tell me. I know.
By reading, do you mean beating up niggas with books?
No. Why would I do that?
I don't know.
There was a dude in work release jail reading Twilight.
Yes, there was a couple of them I saw reading that. I heard guys having discussions about it.
What did they get caught for? Selling poppers at a gay club? Like, I don't understand.
Like I said, the majority of the guys in there were just because of driving violations. Colorado's weird.
That bear that Mark Hamill's hanging out with just wants nothing to do to that. Whoa.
Who?
That bear is look at the video. That guy looks like Mark Hamill in the karate outfit. Look in the chat room.
Oh my God, that is Mark Hamill.
Just attacks this woman.
Oh yeah, that's an old school. That thing just said, you know what? Your mop hairdo. Oh, I don't like it.
Okay, Beatrice, we need you to sit in this chair here, and we're gonna bring a bear in.
The bear was great up until he saw her stupid hairdo and just went nuts.
He hated it so much.
I love that this guy starts karate chopping the bear.
Right.
I know. Like what?
Why is everybody posting bear attacks?
Because we were talking about Sherry hunting bears.
She was so
obsessed.
That's when you killed the deer, Sherry?
Sherry, yeah, well, you murderer!
That was kind of a small one, but... Shut up. That was kind of a small one, but look at how... Look where my... Oh, my kill God.
It's like an S&M kind of thing. Did you fuck it before you killed it? Jesus Christ, you're sadistic.
After.
What is this?
Is that
you and your creepy smile? You always had a creepy smile.
Was it delicious?
It was wonderful. You always take a picture with your kill. Always.
It was probably really good.
I thought you'd take a blood sample and had it in your air conditioner.
It's like how the Native American...
I'm not ashamed of mine.
It's like how the Native American Indians thanked animals and used all their, you know...
They put it on a hanger?
Yeah, no, I'm saying now we just
in
take...
a garage with a plutonium.
No, for a tarp?
Yeah, the fucking Native tribe of Home Depot fucking used to lay down tarps and kill deer.
Now we just take selfies with the animals. That's our thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
it's that shit on Instagram.
It's your creepy smile that's freaking me out.
I want some deer.
Look at that fluffy little deer tail.
You killed it. Why are you trying to make something cute out of something you murdered, you creep?
Venison is delicious. You eat it.
I know that, but like it's her that's bothering me. It's not the fact that she did it.
It's her face. It's her face.
I'm trying to look for more. I'm pretty sure I have more on my Facebook.
I'm sending some up right now.
Oh,
perfect.
Oh, no.
Oh. No, mine was just... the fish, hold on. It's uploading right now. The fish that I have and then my dad's garage.
Here's the thing. I look at fish similar. I look at insects. They just kind of do. That's like more robotic than they are actual like feelings. You know what I mean?
You just don't like killing anything that can smile, Dutch. That's your problem.
Yeah, fish can't smile.
Deer can't smile.
Yeah, they can't smile.
Yes, they can. Have you seen Bambi?
That's not real.
Yes, it is. Don't you ruin my childhood.
I just posted a picture in the chat.
Ruined by me.
Mm-hmm. My fish, my walleye, is the one on the right. It's bigger than my dad's.
Why does your kitchen look like it's this on the set of...
That's not a kitchen. That's his garage.
Whatever.
He has a kitchen in his garage?
It looks like a kitchen. Tell me it doesn't look like a kitchen. Tell me it doesn't, though.
It does kind of look like a kitchen. A very messy garage-looking kitchen.
Let's see. Is that it?
Oh, my God.
So many bear attacks.
Did Johnny Cakes just jump in on Skype?
I don't know. Did he?
Is he joining the show tonight?
Yeah, he said he was.
You want me to add him in?
Yeah, we'll do it after the break.
Okay.
All right, John. We'll add you after the break.
How about this? How about we have him? We'll add him, and then whatever he says, we'll just hit the stinger and go straight to break.
Okay, fine. Right, add him.
Just to confuse him.
Hey, John.
Hello.
More like radio, less like crap. It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the second annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson, Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians and possibly Mersh if you could get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds would go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
So, Mitch, I'm interested in the King Kong Coletta dong because it's just big enough for me. How can I save money on it, though?
Well, Marie, if you use promo code DEAL48, you'll get the King Kong Coletta dong for 50% off.
Wait, is the King Kong Coletta dong 48 inches, or is that my promo code?
That is your promo code and the girth, so you're getting the best of both worlds.
That's how I like it. Now, do I get anything else special with my King Kong Coletta dong?
Yes, on top of your 50% off, you're also going to get 3 free DVDs and a free gift.
Ooh, but if only it came with free shipping.
Actually, Marie, it does. Your King Kong Coletta dong will be at your door for free shipping.
Oh, I can't wait to try my King Kong Coletta dong.
I have one myself, and I love it.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Mitch.
Deal 48.
Deal 48.
Hey, you feel classy on Monday nights?
Welcome to the slip party.
Yes.
Listen to Marianne.
Oh my god, I would take the shits over throwing up anytime.
And Kitty.
Yeah, and you know what I like doing is sucking the cream out.
Wait, what the hell is this show about?
That's a bad vagina.
And I'm supposed to listen to this train wreck. Why?
Their show is so funny. Oh my god.
Well, if you say so, Kitty. So, when am I supposed to tune in?
How about, like, a Monday night at 9?
Okay, sounds good. Anything else I should know?
Better out through the mouth than the butt, right?
I think I'd rather have it out through the butt.
God, they don't pay me enough to do this goddamn shit.
Daytime Divas, Monday, 9 to 11 Eastern, only on More Like Radio.
Penis, 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 penis. Penis.
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast. Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on morelikeradio.com.
We're the Shy Kids.
That's it right there. It's done. Theme song.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a side project of Talk Radio Meltdown, featuring me, Jack Gill, and Nicole Mossy.
Oh my God!
It's an hour of covering topics that we didn't get to during the most recent episode of Talk Radio Meltdown, but with a more focused approach. Or, at least, that's what we're trying to do. You can hear Chatty Wampus live on morelikeradio.com every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Podcasts of the show will be available at talkradiomeltdown.com. If you've already subscribed to Talk Radio Meltdown on iTunes, the new episodes of Chatty Wampus will be posted right there, so you won't need to subscribe to a new feed. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Bless Sonny Shoot!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the rave.
Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's All About Me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Shatty Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Well. What the fuck are you doing in Myrtle?
Oh, I've been coming here for Black Bakaweed for 10 years now. And since we were in the area, we thought we'd stop by and say hello to my second favorite ball player.
Well, that wasn't really necessary, being that you and I are even.
It's not exactly true, Mr. Powers. Your swashbuckling shenanigans cost me my new dealership. The Kia representatives also did not appreciate the fact that we had a Japanese geisha. Because you know why? Because they're Korean. It turns out that fucking Orientals are highly sensitive. I would have bet $1 million that they were not a sensitive race of people.
I don't give a fuck about the sensitivity of Orientals. I'm a father now.
But I take it this here is your boy, huh?
Yes, this is him.
Scott, pull your penis out and put it inside this infant.
I'll fucking bite it off, Scott. Keep it in that.
That's as cold as a joke. Scott knew I was kidding as soon as I said it.
Welcome back, everybody. Second hour of Dutch and Royce here at morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. If you want to get in touch with us, hopefully Skype fixed their problems and we won't have this whole issue like we had last week.
Hopefully. Probably not.
Haven't fixed it yet?
Probably not. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
I'm just assuming that Skype's a piece of shit.
Well, anyway.
I agree with Marie.
Hi, Cakes.
Hi.
What are you doing tonight, buddy? You off work finally?
You sound like a Transformer, Dutch.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything of that.
Wait, I sound weird?
Yeah, you
sound
bad.
Why don't you stop playing music for a second? I don't know what's going on with the music, but it was totally cutting in and out, which is why I said
now?
I don't trust Skype.
What about now?
You can talk
close
more.
Close your torrent, Dutch.
I don't have it open.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Let me check.
We've been through this a million times, Dutch. You have to close it.
I don't have it open.
Oh, close you torrent. Open it. Oh,
it's in the computers.
I got nothing open. So, well, do I still sound bad?
No, you sound better.
You're fine now.
Mitch, didn't you have we listen to better music than you?
That was what I was going to sure get to do. Next. Way to go, Royce.
All right. So, why don't you pull it up, Mitch, on your YouTube?
I am doing
and
that.
Announce it and post it in the chat so the listeners that don't have video access can
he
also.
He knows how to do this. Why are you patronizing my poor friend?
Okay, yeah, okay, fucking Max Headroom. Why don't you fix your Skype connection before you criticize other
people? Is it that bad? I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, why don't you disconnect and reconnect, Dutch? Okay, I'll keep running the show because I could do that because I'm a professional.
Okay, oh, okay, because that's...
Hang up on Dutch. He's ruining the show. He sounds horrible.
Well, yeah, now it's better. See, before my Skype thingy was yellow, and now it's not yellow because
it was
Dutch.
It was Dutch's connection.
It was Dutch. He was the
pro. He should be fucking
hey,
mad.
Dutch,
hey,
Dutch. Hey,
hi, Dutch.
Oh, see, now it's yellow again. Yeah.
Hi, Dutch.
Give it 30 seconds.
Okay.
I don't want to give it 30
that's
seconds.
That's a lot of dead air, bro.
Two.
I
don't know.
Three.
No, see, that's
how about
not
now?
One Mississippi.
What are you guys
are we
doing?
Good now?
Two Mississippi. Yeah. Mitch, play the video. Explain it first, stupid.
Okay, explain everything.
I feel like this is your problem.
What?
All wait, said what? Yellow bars.
When, only when you come on. When you were off, it was perfect.
No, it wasn't.
Those bars were as white as I like them to be.
There was no racism. The deficit was back to normal.
The smarminess level went way down.
USA was winning the World Cup.
It felt like Bush was back in office.
Which
Not
one?
The bad Bush, the old Bush.
Okay.
Was there a good Bush?
The old one wasn't so bad.
Bush is always good.
No,
the
it's
one that
not.
Married Gwen Stefani.
Dude, you have to not stop shaving, girls. Come on.
I enjoy
no, keep shaving. Don't
keep
listen
shaving.
To Dutch.
Breathe
no,
in and breathe out.
Let it
keep
grow.
Shaving.
Not breathe the whole thing, but keep it
out.
All reasonable.
Breathe
I
in.
I like a little.
Breathe out.
Nobody's acknowledging your Bush joke, Royce.
Well, I'm not. It's not a joke. It's
I
the
did.
Way of
I
life.
I liked listening.
Well, I liked him in Constantine.
Speaking of Bush, can I clarify why that girl was in a bikini earlier?
Because she had Bush?
She wanted to show off her Bush?
No, she was saying that like she was going to go down and swim with
she
the kid.
She wanted you to go swim
with
her.
Well, she was babysitting her friend's kids, and hence why I wouldn't go.
Well, that was a good robot
story. Okay, yeah, okay. Dutch, your connection is fucking terrible. I don't know what the problem is. I'd recommend getting off Skype, resetting your modem. That might fix it.
And not being an asshole.
Right.
Couldn't hear a word of that.
Not even one word.
I mean,
all right, I'll be back.
It sounded like you were talking.
We don't need Dutch, but we listen better than music, because let's face it, we're the funny part of it.
And when you come back, bring your sisters.
Oh, he's still there. Oh,
he didn't hang up.
Awkward.
He didn't hang up.
Awkward.
I could have told you that, but I didn't want to.
I'm crying a few things here.
Awkward.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to tell you, but...
kind of do.
You'll make Dutchbot sad.
I know.
Dutchbot. Oh, Dutchbot. Hashtag Dutchbot.
By the way,
bored.
We had no problems until John called in. Just saying.
Hashtag
okay,
saying.
So should I hang up?
Let
he
me
sounds like
pass the book.
He sounds just like Baba Booey on Howard Stern.
I'll come back.
Yeah, no, really? Uh-huh. Okay, AM Dutch, we got it.
Hey, guess
play
what?
The song, then Dutch will come.
Hey, guess what? The call quality went back to 100%.
Because he hung up?
Yeah.
Mitch,
what an ass.
Explain the song, please.
Okay. This is On the
this
Floor
were.
By Ice JJ Stoner Fish.
No.
JJ Stoner?
Just trying to make a music video, man.
Just trying to make a music video.
Just trying to make a music video, man.
Feeling his groove.
Me too.
This is baby making music.
I'm not feeling his pants being so low.
This is baby terminating music.
Wait, oh, now we're
That's
talking.
That's how they wear their pants. Rappers, I mean.
It's something about the girl that makes my head wanna twirl.
I love them.
You got me want to tell all them other girls.
Are you guys seeing anything wrong with how he's singing?
Nope.
Nope.
Not yet.
Look at
them
tits on this bitch.
Look at those tits.
Fucking big ass dudes.
Guys, you don't hear anything maybe off?
He might be a little off key, but I mean, other
I mean,
than
besides that,
that,
you're a little pitchy dog.
I mean, he's not even close.
Are we sure this isn't a parody video or something? Look at those tits on that bitch.
This is really good, guys. I'm enjoying this.
You know what? With all this money he's going to bring in from this music video, maybe fix his teeth.
Maybe. A little bit. God, look at those tits. So, I was thinking that if I use this on my mixtape, I might be able to pick up a Dutch sister or two. If I, this would be good, right?
Wow, I mean, is this guy Keith Sweat Jr.?
Obviously.
Why is she pretending to smile at him?
She's not pretending. That's a genuine smile.
A fear. Smile of fear.
A fear smile.
Is she getting turned on by his voice?
No, I look like she's getting robbed.
I am. Are you not?
I don't like autistic Johnny Five. This is bothering me.
Why is she pretending like she's making eye fuck movements with him?
She is. She's eye fucking him because she would never really fuck
Hold
him.
Hold on. After he recorded this, he said,
"This sounds
it.
Great.
Fucking nailed it."
What the fuck just happened?
Oh, her dance is terrible.
Now she's dancing with him? She's as retarded as he is.
You know, she kind of... Oh, well, Tony Premier Marie. You know who she looks like, Marie?
Cecilia.
Yeah, doesn't she? Is that Cecilia?
Yeah, a little bit.
Sorry, you guys don't even
know.
That
was for no
people.
That was for no one.
That was for the three people sitting at this
thank
table.
Thank you for mentioning it. We could have just talked about it after.
Our inside talk is more interesting than whatever this gentleman's doing.
What was he doing?
I don't have any more.
Why are you doing that? Oh, wow.
Wow, okay.
I couldn't hear anything over that.
Yeah, neither could I. Neither could anyone.
It was just like dog howling.
I think it was... I think it's you guys' connection. I happen to be the odd man out, and that was the one they picked to have bad...
No, that's not how Skype works.
Yes, it does. Dude, you not look down. You're none of us get... Shut up. Don't patronize me.
I did nothing.
No one else got yellow bars except for you guys.
No, you idiot. Once you hung up.
That means it's some of your... Exactly. That's
Stop
why...
It.
Exactly. What? You guys can't handle the load that we're all giving you. Load. Bad load.
It's not yellow.
Yeah, because I cut out from Hangout and I cut out from Skype and I reconnected. That's the thing. You guys couldn't hang. You guys couldn't handle everything.
Dutch.
I don't want to talk about this right now. We'll talk about it off air.
Cry.
All I want to know is, Royce, was the quality better before I came on?
No, the quality was you, John. It wasn't you, John. Stop. Dutch is trying to blame everyone else. That's fine.
Did you guys have sound issues? I'm just saying you guys can't handle that call. That's all I'm trying to say. It has nothing to do with John.
No, Dutch, calm down.
Between
you can't handle the truth.
Between all the Skype calls and between all the Google Hangouts, that's all I'm trying to say. Can we move on? Can we move on? Can we move on? I'm not defensive. I'm just trying to tell you what it was that's happened, dude.
You know, I could hear everyone crystal clear yelling at me right now. You guys don't sound terrific.
That's my point. Is that like
you're hurting me?
It's just,
you're hurting me.
There's no blame going on. I'm just saying your internet connection couldn't handle the amount of stuff that was happening.
Just let me, Dutch. Just let me.
I feel like I need popcorn.
I feel like
Dutch, don't you love Marie?
No.
You don't.
It's not about Marie. It's the fact that like Royce, everything has to have a blame with Royce. It's never technology stinks. It's your fault. No, it's your fault. Like, it's not what I'm trying to say, dude.
You sound
all
like a robot.
Right
again.
Now, you're sounding like a robot. Let's take Dutch's approach.
Let's all
John,
calm
I'm going to hang up on you for 2 seconds. I will call you back. I promise. But we'll test out Dutch's method.
Because right, it's wrong.
Okay, now
we'll
I've hung
it.
Up on John.
I have the it's fastest internet right. you can possibly get.
Hey, guess what?
In
it's
Colorado.
Still yellow. Hey, guess what? It's still yellow.
Exactly. You guys can't handle what's going on right now. So give it 30 seconds.
No, it's still yellow. It's still yellow. It's still yellow.
Why was Time out. Why was it that the first hour was perfectly crystal clear and now all of a sudden we're having a problem? You tell me why.
Because it's peak hours in Colorado.
So it's obviously Dutch's problem. No, the whole first hour was perfectly fine. You shit fucks. Come on, be real for a second. Think about it. No, think about what you're saying.
We are being real. When you hung up, the call got better.
Exactly, because of the amount of load that was being taken on
you. You can't handle his load.
And when I hung up on John, the call did not get better.
I can handle Dutch's load.
I wish someone would handle Dutch's
load. You tell me why the whole first hour was fine then, Marie.
Did your load get heavier?
Because it was my fault? Yeah, because it was my fault. That's the reason why it sounded so good.
It was your fault. I
Shut up,
on your
DM.
Side.
I'm talking to you. I'm skipping past what you said. I'm just trying to say, don't sit there and blame everything on me. I have the fastest internet you can possibly get.
Shoot another load, bro, and see if this one's gonna, if we can take this one. Keep shooting loads, bro, and let me see how many I can take it.
Dude, even when Dutch is on the yellow, my Coldplay plays. That's how bad it is.
I could do this all day.
Hey, guys. This Skype was all yellow.
Yellow.
I'm dying.
You do realize that when you get that on your end, it's
Dutch. Don't.
I can't handle this.
It's your internet, dude.
All yellow.
It's your internet. You guys have some kind of slow edge going down in your area, I think.
Maybe it's your area that's slow, bro.
No, it's not, because I'm not getting anything on my end. That's the thing.
How many loads?
I'm not getting anything on my end either.
Exactly. Neither is D, neither is Mitch. The reason why.
Neither am I.
Yes, you are.
D, tell us more about your load. How heavy is your load?
Yeah, please. Everyone come and describe your load. 954-570-2780. Call in and describe your yellow load.
Dutch and folks, all load talk all night.
It's so obvious that it's you guys' problem. Yeah, I don't know why you're trying to project this on
we're
me.
We're not the ones that sound like robots.
Dutch has a normal size load.
Your robot load is too immaculate.
The fastest load in Colorado.
His cowboy name will be the load kid.
Hold on, let me check something real quick. I'm doing it. I'm doing an internet speed check. Hold on. I'm doing an internet speed check.
Load check.
Hey caller, how's your load?
Hey, it's pretty minuscule.
What's up?
Hey, Three Horns. What's up, buddy?
Yay.
No, seriously, how's your load?
How many loads are you on today?
It was all yellow.
Oh, no, this doesn't sound good at all.
You want to get that checked out.
Are you just making Dutch feel better that you're calling in this week while he's here? Is that what's going on?
He called in last week when I was here, you dummy.
We don't remember because you missed so many shows.
Oh, my bad.
Really, Royce?
That's a joke, Dutch.
One out of
Come
two.
On, relax now.
I know it is, but I just was trying to go with a bit and you
I'm
missed
hug
it
you.
Entirely.
I'm hug Dutch. I
you
hug
missed you. The bit entirely. I was trying to go with something.
I don't like it when he's mean.
I want to hug one of his sisters.
I noticed that like the call got better when Three Horns called in, so maybe when we have more loads on the line.
Telling you, man, they have something's going on with their internet. I'm telling you.
I guess.
No, that's what it is. Do me. How many is my? Oh, I'm not doing this.
All right.
Oh, I'm doing this.
To make sure that it is a Colorado thing, is we should have one of Dutch's hot sisters call in to
that's
discuss
right.
her load.
I Good think point. We should. 954-57. Am I still sounding really like a robot? By the way.
No, you sound fine.
Sound like
okay.
a Dutch.
Then it's dude. This is Three Horns. What's up, buddy?
Your load.
Well, right now,
stop with the yellow music.
I just took like three.
How high are you
oh,
right
no.
now?
No, is this a suicide call?
No,
three
no,
hours?
No. You
no.
took three. Hold on,
three
you
grams
three
of
white.
Mushrooms.
What did you take?
I just took 360 milligram pills of Ambien.
Of Ambien. Oh, God. He's on Ambien.
I thought it was going to be something fun, but Ambien?
What is
No, if you stay up on Ambien,
if you stay up on Ambien, it'll fuck you up.
Especially three of them.
I hear that's the
case. 7 hours of my life once.
Has anybody ever actually tried that?
No, yes.
You have? What does it do, Mitch?
Yeah. Look like an adult.
It's, you just get really loopy and you almost start hallucinating and start seeing things.
I've heard that, but I've never actually had that.
I apparently had like a 6-hour conversation I don't remember at all
Like,
yeah, my dad takes Ambien, and I always fuck with him once he's high and he's not going to sleep or anything. And I'll always like, I told him once there was spiders in his room, and he was there. And my mom got really mad at me, like, shut up, I'm trying to get him to go to bed.
Three Horns, where are you? Are you at your house or are you at your parents' house? Where are you?
Are you in a safe place?
I'm in my room.
Okay, so the room you grew up in, at your parents' house?
Yeah.
Hey, caller, hey, what's up?
How's your load?
This is Duchess Fisher. Going on, guys?
The hot one.
Hey, Patty boy, what's going on? Hey, Three Horns, Niggity's, or used to be formerly known as Niggity, is also online. You guys are like the original Hippo Juice listeners.
Oh, geez.
Three Horns sounds wasted.
He's so drugged out.
I just want to hear these two talk to each other for a little bit.
Pat, tell him why he shouldn't do drugs.
They're bad, okay? I don't know. Knock yourself out, kid. Do all the drugs you want. Now we're talking.
No, that's not what you're supposed to say to a kid about to go to college.
See, that's why I like Pat.
Oh, no.
It worked out for Dutch, I mean.
Can't argue that point. Can't
single,
argue
successful that. Guys. Well, neighbors are knocking on the doors looking for some tack. He's doing okay for himself.
Dude, that was so weird, man. Like, I've never, like, I had literally had, like, a 30-second conversation with her out on the balcony. It was a weird thing.
About cack?
No, about, like, the fact that she, okay, first of all, she's from Alaska. I told her from Philadelphia, and she's like, where is that? I'm like, you don't know anything about the continental U.S.? She's like, no. Not really. I'm like, wait, you're a dumb Alaskan.
She's dumb
Alaskan.
DTS. Is she hot?
She can see Russia from her house.
Hot? Is she hottie?
Is she an Inuit architect?
I will give her. Okay,
I like how
her,
D got what I said.
Her face is like a 6. Her body's like an 8. So like a 7.5.
Well, she's a stranger that knocks on your door looking for cigarettes. So that makes her a 10.
Good point.
That's a point.
Good point, Patty. So Three Horns.
You should only talk to her about northern exposure. Like
Three Horns. Why did you?
Hey, so what's up with that pipeline?
Three Horns, why did you take 3 Ambien, buddy? Rick?
Because they were there.
Because they were there? You're not, like, tired or anything?
Wait,
at least they weren't expired.
We established last week that Dutch and Royce were your gay dad role models, so this is your fault, guys.
I learned from watching you, okay?
No, he learned from watching you.
Listening to you.
He learned from watching you. I was the mother in this whole thing.
Oh, really? Oh, Dutch was the female. Who knew?
Yes, I was. In this whole relationship.
Well, you're the bottom.
Beautiful mother.
I am definitely the bottom.
So that would make you the battered housewife.
Yeah. I guess so.
Got punched in the face.
But I haven't seen one casserole from this cocksucker.
I know, seriously.
I do make a good bean casserole.
I doubt it.
So, hold on. Time out. Three Horns, are you taking the Ambien because, like, you have to get up early tomorrow and you're just taking it now? Like, what's the purpose behind it? You just want to get fucked up?
YOLO.
Well, my sleep schedule is already messed up, so I'm thinking about going just into more.
Into good more.
He took 3 Ambien because he really likes a speech impediment.
He's doing good.
I feel like 3 is all you need. If you were to lay down, you'd probably fall asleep.
Because don't most people take 1? Isn't that the recommended dosage? Or
it's 1.
It's 1.
No, you took a whole bottle.
Dude, well, nigger, you took 3? Like, what's wrong with you?
Whoa, that was a hard R.
Sorry, I hung out with a lot of black people this weekend, and I feel like I have the right to say that.
You don't.
Stop.
No, you don't.
Always talk as if your brothers were listening.
Jesus. They do listen. That's the thing. That's the greatest part.
Hard R on Dutch.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
you don't like my black siblings. Shut your mouth.
Dutch, I would have sex with any and all of your siblings that are of age.
Hold on. What was that, Three Horns?
I also called in to see how I could, like, hook up to your Google chat.
Hangout? Know. Okay, yeah. You want to be on the Hangout? Just, what's my Hangout?
Assholes.
Hippojuice@gmail.com.
Yeah. douchebagswithnofeelings@gmail.com.
Hippojuice@gmail.com. I'll put your
fat
video.
Guys who are skinny but sort of still fat.com.
Slices of processed cheese at gmail.com.
Dudes with no necks at gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
chicks with necks at gmail.com.
Oh, can't have an emotional connection because he's dead inside at gmail.com.
Well, that's you, not me.
No, that's you.
Hey, check out my floor my wallpaper at gmail.com.
I settle with my marriage because that's the only hot girl I'm ever going to get at gmail.com.
Do you trip like I do at gmail.com?
What was that?
Dutch's sister at gmail.com.
Hey!
That's my bush at gmail.com.
What was the first one, though, by the way, for Rick? Oh, sorry, three horns.
Pretty Ricky.
What's up with the cartoon Ambien Walrus? I didn't know that was a thing, but that's a thing.
Ambien Walrus? What is that?
I don't know.
It's like a meme, it looks like.
Like, I just Googled Ambien meme, and this walrus keeps coming up. Like, what is this all about?
The high-ass walrus.
The walrus.
Yeah, three horns. Hippojuice@gmail.com, stupid. Just send me an invite. I'll add you.
I'm going to punch out, guys. We can relive this moment when Three Horns overdoses and they replay this on the news.
Well, okay. I love you.
Bye, Patty.
I fucking love Pat.
I love him. He's
like, Patty Walnuts.
Patty's the
seriously,
best.
It's just a stick figure cartoon. Well, like a kid just goes, why am I wearing a hat, Ambien Walrus? When did I put on that hat? And then the walrus says, it was right around the time you pissed all over your dog and bought a chandelier on eBay. Like, what? What is that?
Well, that's what you have to look forward to, Three Horns.
She says our email's hurtful@gmail.com.
Yeah, well.
So I wonder if someone has it. That'd be a good name.
Can we, like, be nicer?
Oh, he's a robot again.
He's a robot. That's messed up.
Oh, wow.
Domo arigato, Dutcho Roboto.
Dutcho.
What happened? Dutcho. How could that possibly just happen? I didn't even touch anything.
I think we have to lighten our load because he was yelling at us. And I'll just put the blame on myself he can't do it.
Is it yellow?
It's all yellow.
Whenever this happens, we're just gonna play this.
Oh no, now there's a whole problem with the whole call. It's red. It's red now.
Oh no,
it's red. No. Oh, and Dutch is the one that's dying. I can see his dots.
He's got his life support thing on right now.
Is it red?
You fix your Skype because Dutch is failing to call.
Is it red? Is it red?
It's white again. Dutch, are you back there, buddy?
If you got it on your end, that's your problem. You mean you can't handle the call.
My call went red, but you went bye-bye, and everyone else didn't.
Exactly. You want to know why I actually looked up? You know what I looked up? It said...
You have such a huge load.
When I looked up, as far as Skype issues or whatever, it's the person with the highest... ability to take, you know, who has the highest internet thing is the one they try to slow down to make the other one speed up to that one. Hence why I'm the one who sounds like shit. I have the fastest internet out of anyone on this line.
Oh my God, your internet wins.
I got
you. Your internet's the best. No one cares.
So you should handle this Skype then?
Yes.
And it's Chris Lightman.
Here's what I'm trying to say. It's like a compressor. When you have the highest thing and the lowest thing, you try to equalize it.
I don't know.
On a Skype call, whoever's the fastest, they try to slow it down a little bit more, especially.
Are you saying you want to challenge me to a foot race?
Just saying.
I actually know what Dutch is talking about because I handle air compressors like on a daily basis.
It's the same thing as internet. Air compressors. That's what I've been saying for years.
They're the same thing.
Which means if we try to hang up on them now, 3,000 PSI is going to explode out of the back end of our computers.
God willing.
Dutch. Just don't tell Dutch where to dive.
I know
not turn out well for the last bet.
Dutch, I know this is riveting for you, but can we stop talking about your internet connection, how superior it is to ours?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Hold on. Time out. Can we go?
He's got the
fact of the matter is, you're the one. You're the one with the shit connection because you're a cheap piece of shit, was what you were saying earlier. So shut the fuck up, dude.
I never said that.
Don't try to flip it around on me. I'm not a bitch.
No, you know what? Shut up.
Stop in the bitch and take his load.
You see the pool?
Everybody keep talking over top of each other. It's actually good radio.
Shut up. I'm sorry. What are you? Are you serious? I never made fun of your internet or said it was cheap.
Oh, Dutch is the one who's fucking everything up. Dude, that's what you guys were saying earlier. Shut up. No, stop it. Stop it. Let's move on. Please move on to Three Horns. Can we move on to Three Horns?
I think Three Horns is asleep.
Is he there?
It's like dealing with a 5-year-old.
Well, no, it's like dealing with a 5-year-old dude. It's like dealing with a 14-year-old girl.
Whatever,
no, you're like a female. Care. The way you argue is ridiculous. Hey, yeah, Three Horns, you there?
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Pretty good. I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah, don't try to. It's just us being dumb.
Three Horns, which one is your favorite Van Wingerden sister? Which one do you want to bang?
Oh, God, Sean.
I haven't seen him.
Well, you should bang all of them.
Yeah, you did. You were all about him last week. But then again, you're on Ambien right now, so I'm sure you wouldn't remember.
I don't even know if you can get a boner right now. Can you get a boner right now?
Try and get a boner right now.
Oh, we can
Dutch, help him get a boner with your fast load.
Okay. Existence says you can email the show at dutchisfastinternet@gmail.com. Thank you, Existence.
It says everybody turns on me when it was your fault and not mine.
Whatever.
It's my fault. No, Dutch, it's not your fault. It's your fault.
Stop it. Stop it. Can we stop with this trashing Dutch bit? Like, it's getting old.
It's not a bit, but stop it.
I can get one.
I'm pretty sure it was my fault from like what I've gathered because everything was all funky dory and
twice. The whole first hour was fine.
Guys,
apologize, John. Apologize.
I'm sorry.
Can we talk about this off the air?
Slowing down the show.
John.
I don't want to talk about this on the air anymore.
Dutch, shut up. John, slap yourself for being bad.
Ow.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Actually, I felt kind of good.
Dutch, I apologize for anything you made up in
Three
your head.
Three Horns. Us. What's going
Dutch,
on, buddy?
Dutch, I apologize for being a cranky pants. Oh,
Dutch.
Three Horns on Ambien is going to be so slow, it's going to annoy me.
Okay. That's more entertaining than us talking about tech problems.
You're going to get out like 3 words in the next 2 minutes.
Dutch, I apologize for hitting on your sister so blatantly. I'm sorry.
I don't care about
you
that.
Know what we should talk about?
What?
Taylor Swift.
All right.
What happened with Taylor Swift?
Okay, so BuzzFeed is a genius, right?
Is it about the 90s?
They used to be.
So BuzzFeed noticed a trend. It's called, why does Taylor Swift always look so good after the gym?
It's fucking bad.
All they did was line up pictures of Taylor Swift leaving a gym and compared it to Britney Spears leaving a gym.
Now, mind you, she's leaving a gym. She's just finished working out.
Just finished working out. I know it's a visual bit, but someone just go along. There's Taylor Swift leaving a gym after a workout in a very
nice
suit.
Is that not
nice
what you look
suit.
Like? Is that not what you look like when you leave a gym?
That's what Mitch looks like.
I don't leave a gym in heels.
That's what Royce looks like.
I don't leave a gym with my hair nice down. I do not have bright red lipstick. It looks like she's... I want to know what love is.
Do you?
I want to know what love is.
No, I want
to show me.
Show me.
Okay, she's obviously bringing clothes in that look nice, so she can change into them as she leaves, so that she's never seen looking bad because she's that self-conscious.
Right.
Where are her gym clothes and where's her duffel bag carrying the swap of clothes? Like, who? She has to have helpers. And also, her hair has been done again. So she may be showering in said gym,
maybe.
But is she blow drying and curling her hair as well?
It's possible.
Okay, see, there's Britney Spears, a real person, walking in and out of a gym.
She's not a real person.
Yeah, no, she's not. And I'm sure her gym is International House of Pancakes.
She's not fat anymore, though. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Is she? Is she?
You better work, bitch. Didn't you hear the song?
She's not really fat anymore.
You want to look hot in a bikini?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confusing her with Jessica Simpson, the whale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pretty guy that plays Spider-Man in the Spider-Man first reboot, not second.
Try that sentence over again.
Say Spider-Man in the
Spider-Man one more time.
Who played Spider-Man?
Spider-Man. Does whatever Spider-Man can.
Is that an actor? It's real Spider-Man.
Okay. Yeah.
Tobey Maguire. Doesn't her bodyguard look like fat arm, like little head Tobey Maguire? Like, it's weird.
I just... Okay.
First photo.
Just,
that took a long time to get
her
hair
in a ponytail. Why are you wearing...
I'm just really distracted by it.
Why are you wearing full piece, like, pin-up suits? to go to the gym. What are you doing, Taylor Swift?
Are they taking pictures of her going in? Like, is she still wearing, like, this three-piece suit going in, or is she actually wearing gym clothes?
She's exiting the gym after post-workout Taylor Swift.
So are there any photos of her entering the gym, how she looks before?
I don't know. I think people are just obsessed with how she looks at the end of her workout. Like, what was she doing?
She's a mystery wrapped in an enigma.
Well, who was it? What was that celebrity? I think it was either Harry Potter or the guy from the Transformer movies that, like, just anytime he went out in public, wore the exact same outfit so the paparazzi couldn't use those pictures because it seemed like it was all from the same day.
Oh, that's actually pretty smart.
But,
oh,
wait, so you think it was Beans? What's his name?
Shia LaBeouf or Harry Potter went anywhere they went, like, for about 2 months there. Because he knew he had...
Harry Potter did wear those robes.
Well, yeah, I'm just talking about, like, the same shirt, same pants, same hat. Like, he just wore the same outfit.
Just going to school.
Wow. You know, the guy's, like, 22 now.
So. Should have been going to Hogwarts.
He was left behind, Dutch.
He was left
behind. Gryffindor!
Marie's never going to see him as anything other than a kid in that fucking...
I heard rumor he wants to play Robin in the Batman reboot.
No.
Who do they actually have slated for that?
Christian Slater, no.
Like, Ben Affleck. Yeah. That would be great.
Yes, got yes, so far Christian it's Ben Fatleck.
An old Christian Slater.
I'm Batman.
I love Christian Slater.
Hey guys, I'm Batman.
Okay, there he is.
What can I say?
Which Robin would he play? Would he play Tim?
It was Shia LaBeouf.
It was Shia LaBeouf? Okay.
Shia LaBeouf wears the same outfit to the gym.
Taylor Swift has an eating disorder, right?
She has to.
No, why?
She's obviously not working out.
Why? She is so, like, uncomfortably skinny, and, like, she wears the shirts that make it seem like she's not that, but she's, just, I don't know, man. That's either eating or cutting or both disorder.
Yeah, she really knows that. She's very bony.
Maybe it's an ambient disorder.
Yeah.
You're right. Everything she wears is baggy, flowy, linen type stuff, so it's like, oh, I'm thin, but I'm not that thin.
And she's always been that way, too.
Ew. Her legs are way too skinny.
Yeah, dude. She's
disgusting.
She's what Demi Lovato used to be hot with. Before
and
she
then
had
is,
her eating disorder.
Is Kesha still shaped like a box, or did she actually, like fill out?
No, she's still the same. Ugh. By the way, did you guys see that new dumb reality singing show? Where Kesha is one of the judges and Ludacris is the host.
No. But it sounds awesome.
Was it Catch a Rising Star or something?
Yes. Basically, it's like...
Catch a Rising Star.
Catch a Rising Star. Exactly what it was.
Thank you, Mitch. It's hilarious.
I forget what it was called, but it had... Like, basically, if you log into their app, you can FaceTime with the show and be the one who says yes or no rather than the judges. And you'd be like one of like 100 people on the screen. That's as most as I got out of the trailer. And I guess it premiered the other night. Like, do those shows actually get ratings anymore?
I know a Coke worker of mine tried
a
out
Coke
for
worker?
It. A Coke worker? A Coke of mine worker. Tried out for it.
Oh,
he drives a Coke truck, or he just does Coke and he works for you?
No, he does Coke while driving a truck.
Oh.
That's talent right there.
It is.
Pretty good. I give it
That's
to him.
Talent. Wait, so he tried out for
sad
it?
Sad Batman.
I love the sad Batman.
Sad Batman makes me so happy.
Describe what we're looking at.
So Ben Affleck took a picture in the Batman suit, or somebody took a picture of him in the Batman suit looking down, and it looks sad. And so that Batman is now a meme where they just post
it's all over
Ben everything. Affleck looking sad in the Batman suit in ridiculous situations.
They have him alone in a log ride. Losing on Biggest Loser.
Yeah, him being heavier than...
Oh, Batman.
Poor Batman. Aww, he's so sad.
He lost a hammy.
And also, I posted a couple pictures of what Kesha looks like today.
Hot.
You guys would totally hit it.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't she have, like, a goofy tooth, though?
A goofy tooth?
Who?
Like, she's got, like, a snaggle tooth or, like, a black tooth or something like that? Kesha.
Oh, African American. It's a gold one. Or a silver one?
Something like that. She has something wrong with her mouth, I know.
Yeah, my dick's not in it.
Oh, hey. Oh. Sean.
John, that's just...
Yeah, I just posted the picture of
it. Yep, there it is. She has a gold tooth.
There it is. Okay.
She has a gold tooth.
Something wrong with her. Yeah. I don't know.
Why does she have a bukkake of glitter in her face?
Bukkake.
Seriously. Fucking terrible.
Why does she have a gold tooth? Who chooses to have a gold
what,
tooth?
What, is she a pirate?
She might be a pirate.
Her name is Kesha.
By the way, to answer you guys' earlier question, my sister Laura texted me. She said, "To the answer of which sister turns you on is none of them." So, I guess it's something you guys said earlier.
Wrong?
I just now got the text. I don't know.
I don't know what that was about.
Maybe they're on
Wait,
a delay.
Did she just like shoot everybody down?
Don't tell me how to feel.
Okay, I'm gonna just...
No, I think someone asked Three Horns, which Dutch sister...
Ah.
They must be on a delay, or they sent a text and I'm just not getting it. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Or your internet connection.
It's my internet connection is
probably 3G, yeah. Completely different thing. You know that.
No, it's my fault. I'm telling you.
Everyone knows 4G is better than 3G.
Actually go through that, you dumb fuck.
It's because of our insufficient
Shut
load
up.
Versus your superior load.
You have a superior load.
You're compensating for us.
Right. You're overcompensating for our inferior load.
Hashtag Dutch load.
Hashtag Dutch loads.
Dutch loads.
I'm so sorry. Oh,
put Dutch loads on the board.
What is going on?
Tell her to call the show.
Yeah. I know. I'm telling her right now because I feel like texting.
I'll listen to you.
I'll just do it this way. A lot faster.
She doesn't like you.
Hey, this is Blake.
Oh my God.
See? I told you she doesn't like you. If I had called her,
she would pick up, bro. You got sidebarred.
I got sidebarred.
Here, I'll call her. She'll pick up.
Do you have her number?
You don't have her number.
I do have her number.
Here, I'll give you her number right now. Hold on. Write it down. You got a pen?
Don't say it on air.
Oh no, mom is listening to the show. I don't like this.
Uh-oh.
Everyone on their best behavior. Hi, Dutch.
Hi, mom.
Hi, Dutch's mom.
Happy birthday, Dutch's mom.
Happy belated birthday.
So beautiful.
Yes, except for the ones with Dutch in them.
I want to be welcomed in your home again.
Happy
birthday to you. Feliz cumpleaños a ti.
Happy birthday to you.
Dutch's mom.
Happy birthday to you.
where
you smell like one, two.
Where was I supposed to look?
All right.
Anymore.
When people sing happy birthday to me.
I always look directly at the candle.
You know when the waiters come up to you in a restaurant to sing happy birthday? I don't know who to look
at.
Yeah,
but it's a waiter.
It's the same one now. Hold on. Happy birthday from all of us to you. You may look dumb and stupid, but we are all cool. Yay.
Why would you say that to Dutch's mom?
Apparently, I looked up Dutch and mom in my system here, and the only thing I have is Dutch calls his mom for her birthday, and it's dated from 2 years ago. Do you guys remember calling my mom for her birthday?
Yeah, I actually do. I remember
the calls coming from inside the house.
It's a four-minute call, though. Do you guys think maybe we might be able to like get away with it? How about this?
4 minutes.
We'll play it once we end the show.
4 minutes?
Well, once we end the show.
My attention span will definitely...
I mean, 30 seconds, maybe...
Possibly.
Yeah.
Hi, Dutch's mom.
Hi.
Oh no.
Listening to our show.
Nothing's going on here.
My mother's
Senior
just.
Your wig. I'm not here.
My mother's.
I know how to handle this. Dutch's mom.
Hold on, dude. No, stop. My mom's disappointed in me.
Hey, Royce. You,
what?
You
what?
Know,
hold on.
You know very well. Why? Other family members listen to our show now too, right?
Well, Dutch's, did you tell her you have the fastest internet? Then she'll be proud.
Yeah.
Tell her. She'll be proud of her big.
Tell her about your internet.
Yeah. Tell her about your load.
Well,
Dutch's mom. Dutch has the biggest.
Hold on. What did I say that was... I'm sorry, Mom. Like, now I feel horrible.
Dutch.
It's such a good weekend, and then all of a sudden... I don't remember what I said that was so disappointing. I mean, I can't say anything about my show hosts, but, like, that's what they do.
What?
Dutch's mom, listen, I want to say something. What I want to come across here and be respectful is that some of your daughters are... I want to kind of sleep with them.
You are raising some very attractive young ladies over there.
So...
They're just lovely women.
That I would like to...
They're
how do I put this slightly?
Charming and your photos... The photos were lovely.
Mom, I told you not to listen. I mean, I don't know what you expect of me.
Oh no!
She wants to expect the best out of you, Dutchie.
Well, apparently this is not the best. You guys need to step it up because apparently this show sucks compared to her.
You, Joel. Don't lower her expectations. You live up to them.
That's right.
Apparently, she's disappointed, and I've had low expectations my entire life, being the middle child.
Big surprise, Duchess Muff's disappointed.
Don't worry, you've got like 42 siblings that make up for it.
You're right. She can always go, okay, those ones don't disappoint me, but this one, whatever.
She got 99 siblings, like, and the Dutch ain't one.
Exactly. It's like, oh, okay, this one, you know, he's trying to do something creative. I could be disappointed in him, but I have the actual successful ones that I can look to. So,
at least he has the fastest internet in the big load.
That's true.
He can carry the load for all of us.
It may not be ATTU verse, but it's something.
I love it when Dutch takes a load for me.
Well, here's the thing. Tell Royce to take more loads so his internet doesn't crap out.
Are some of your sisters in the chat? Because there's a guest in there saying, "Mom, you shouldn't be listening."
I think
gross for you.
Hey, Mom, never.
Get off the phone!
Mom, I told you this a long time ago. Never listen to this show. Why are you listening right now?
I like your mom a lot.
So. I know you do.
She's a nice lady.
Whoa, hey, look at Three Horns on the hangout.
He finally did it after 32 minutes.
You look emaciated. I don't think he knows how to work Skype, so we're not going to be able to hear him.
Why does he look like he
He looks like he just took 3 Ambien.
He does look a tad high.
I love his mustache. His room looks like a room of...
It's an attic. He's in the attic.
Look at what you guys created. This is your work.
This is not our work.
Why do you have so many tripods in the background?
Yeah, I was going to say, you got like a drum tripod, a camera one, a microphone.
How many
tripods?
We're just insulting this kid, and he can't hear or talk. He can hear us, but he can't talk back to us because he hasn't figured out his Skype thing with his headset yet.
He's doing a good job. He's doing good. Look at him.
Hey, leave John Connor alone. He's doing good.
Dude, this is great, though. He's just now looking back at his tripods. We're on at least a 30-second delay because I think he's listening to the direct feed from the chat room. So
he might be. He's doing a good job.
He's trying to talk to us right now because of what we said earlier. Oh, my God. This is great. Dude, this is Hippo Juice in slow motion. This is great. Or DNR in slow motion.
He's not on the call anymore either, so... He's talking to us.
He's attempting to.
You know what? He thinks he's on the call.
I'll fix it. Hi, my name is Three Horns. Look at my tripod. So,
actually, he has a really deep voice now. Remember when he first started calling us?
This is Three Horns. Look at my room. No, look at my weird, awkward painting behind me. I show chicks that I'm autistic.
It used to be a light bright, but then I just didn't finish it after the pink colors.
He has a velociraptor with a mohawk in the background.
He's typing you guys messages.
I can see it, but like, dude, I don't think you understand how this works. We're all on a Skype call, and we just used the group. It's not even worth explaining.
All right, no, explain to him about your load again.
I want him to explain his vaulted ceilings.
Yeah, seriously.
Or not ceilings, vaulted ceilings. Walls. Like, yeah, they're side walls.
What are you,
a count?
I am the Count Three Horns. If you're looking for marshmallows, there are none.
What is he making? All kinds
yes,
of
absolutely.
Videos?
I apologize, Duchess Mom. You're actually very nice to Marie and I when we were over there. Thank you for being so sweet to us. And I'm so sorry your son grew up to be such a disappointment.
Yeah, I'm sorry for being disappointed, Mom. I really am.
I do my best to rein him in, ma'am, but you know how he is. He's a free spirit and it's hard.
Yeah.
But you could be proud of those lovely daughters of yours. Not so much.
Somebody added Batman
son.
To the Van Wingerden family.
He wants to be adopted.
This is sad Batman in the family.
And the kid eating a banana in the photo.
Oh, Carter.
Carter eating.
Is Carter in there?
It's your shoulder.
He should be.
I want sad Batman and Carter in the same photo.
That's funny.
Oh, fuck.
What we're trying to say is we were so appreciative that we got to meet you and most of your family while we were visiting on our honeymoon.
And we would love
to be welcome back to
your mother was very sweet. All your siblings were super sweet. I don't understand where you went wrong with Dutch, but you know what? You're still batting like 900.
You want to know what they said about you guys?
They were terrible people.
So you invited your radio friends over to the house?
Right.
My mom didn't say that, but my siblings did.
Well, that was mean.
Why would they say that?
Now I feel sad.
That's what they said.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
They didn't say that. That's being hurtful.
So they're friends of yours, but you've only met them twice? Well, yeah, but we talk all the time. And you think about them when you talk. Yeah, but, like, you've only actually met them twice, like, in person.
Wow.
That's, I was like,
wow, your entire family's as mean as you are.
I guess.
Ooh. But more attractive.
Wow, we thought we made a good impression.
You know, we invited you to our home, so, you know.
Exactly. It's not me. I'm just saying what they said. It has nothing to do with me.
I even gave one of your brothers my leftover medical marijuana because I couldn't take it with me. I was even being a nice guy.
That's a joke.
And even with that, no, there's nothing wrong with that. No, it's recreational. It's fine there.
What, him being a nice guy or him giving the medical marijuana over?
I was being nice, and I gave him a left. It was legal there. I did nothing illegal. It was totally legal.
It's not.
Unless if you solicited to a minor.
It is legal.
Whoa,
in
Colorado. It's not
he's
a thing.
In Colorado.
It's not a thing.
I don't know. I don't know the laws.
I don't know what Marie's doing right now because it is a thing.
What are you doing?
No.
What are you saying no for?
No.
What, are you embarrassed?
No. She's still listening.
Who?
Oh, yeah. No, my mom isn't. My mom. Here, you want to know what the greatest part is?
Not just
she's
mom gets
fully.
Mom.
My mom is fully aware that my underage brother, who's 20, has a fake ID, and she will go. We go to restaurants. She has no problem that he sits there and orders drinks. But apparently, my conversation with you guys is the disappointment in her life.
Well, I think your mom's in the chat. She goes, "I like you, Royce and Marisi, and I like you too." Thank you.
No, that's a different number.
That's one of the sisters.
Yeah, that's
932-440 is Dutch's mom.
Yeah, you have to keep.
And 63316 is one of his sisters.
Which sister? Which one sister?
The hot ones, never know.
They're all hot.
Never know.
They're all hot. It could be any one of his
hot
sisters.
It could be any of them.
All your sisters are so attractive.
I don't know how to end the show right now because my mom's listening. This is uncomfortable.
We keep going.
End it professionally.
I've gone for 5 years knowing my mom never listened to the friggin' show.
Should we end with a prayer?
Can we talk? I say.
I want to thank God.
Spoonful of sugar.
Dutch's sisters.
I want to thank God for making Dutch's sisters have such great legs.
They all have great legs.
They know how to use
they
them.
Fantastic legs.
Quoting ZZ Top.
Yeah.
One of my sisters wanted to point out that, by the way, mom uses weed lotion.
Oh, boy.
I thought you said she used medical marijuana for something. But
she does.
I thought she was getting high, but she wasn't.
She wasn't getting high, but like she uses...
Dutch.
What's going on in the background? What
Dutch,
is that?
Dutch, your mom just said she's not disappointed in you and she loves you.
Aww.
I think one of your sisters.
All right, Three
mom.
Horns, you got to mute your mic, dude. We can hear you in the background. Somebody mute him.
I can't hear him.
I can't hear him.
Is he watching Gwen in the background?
You guys don't hear that feedback?
Like moaning in the background.
I muted him.
There you go. There you go. Now it's better.
I'm going to mute your hangout, stupid. Leave it.
Three Horns, I feel like Three Horns is doing drugs and listening to porn.
You guys don't hear that now?
Oh, yeah. That's the delay. That's us.
No, that's Three Horn keeps un... Okay, I'm going to disconnect. I'm going to kick him off.
You got to kick you off. Sorry, buddy. We're trying to end the show. We have that nonsense going on in the background.
So high right now.
I don't know how to kick someone off.
Oh, my God. All the female Van Wingerdens are in the chat room right now.
Oh, my
God. Hi, ladies.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they heard that we were...
Our chat room's so beautiful.
How many when Wingerdens are there?
Said that they were pretty and they flocked.
I think they're all at my mom's house right now.
Oh, they are both
boys, both the hotties.
And mom.
Oh,
and
no.
She's a good looking lady, too, now.
I know. Don't
Sean, you stay away from my mother.
Oh, no problem.
That's one thing I will not tolerate.
Bro, she's the hot. Those legs?
Shut up.
But you know, Dutch, the heart, she hollers. You know what I'm saying?
Dennis says this has been the most polite show since it became apparent Joel's mom is listening.
You know what I want to know? Did your mom teach you guys a song to remember all of your guys' names?
And also,
because I feel like I'd forget after 15.
I learned a song to remember all 50 states in alphabetical order.
I could talk to Coda, the sister, and the mom doesn't know everything. So I'd be like, hey, Joel's sisters, are you guys DTF? She doesn't know what that means. So
yes,
then
she
I'll
does. I guarantee she does. Stop it, dude. Come
she
on.
She probably knows. She probably knows.
Stop it, dude. You've hit on my mom on the air.
No, it was your grandmother. I never hit on your mom.
Oh,
you did too.
Maybe I kind of
hit
on
you.
No, Dutch hit on your mom at your wedding.
Oh, that's
yes.
Funny.
Yeah, at least I have the balls to do it in front of your face.
You at least hit on my mom at my wedding?
No.
Hey.
What's wrong?
What's wrong with my mom?
Your brother's a little.
Say, what the hell?
I was more for your brothers.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
They are quite handsome.
Oh, my goodness.
They're handsome.
All right, let's get out of here.
No!
No!
The entire Van Wingerden clan listening.
Exactly! That's why we should leave! Here. I don't want to do this!
You know, the best part is I control Eggcast, so it doesn't matter. So...
Hey, girls. How you guys doing?
You know what? You just reminded me. You're right.
Damn. Hey, there, ladies.
What's going on? No. Hey, there's Charlie's Angels. It's John says.
Hey, you're stealing my line.
It's a good line, John. What do you want from us?
You girls
want
to meet up with us for a live event? And some more live events.
Ooh, when's the live event?
It's in August on the 9th. Just Jake's in
Just
New Jersey.
Just Jake's, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Montclair.
You guys could come hook up. I can personally guarantee you'll both get laid.
What do we got going on at the live event, guys?
Well, yeah, Marie will be there.
Right.
Well, not just that. I'm talking about.
What?
That's not.
There's going to be comedians there's going to be live music and raffles
and rapping
and hot Dutch sisters.
Maybe
and
some onstage sex from newly married couples. No, we don't know.
No.
Just I'm might be some listen. Royce Marie fuck time.
No, that's what? No.
No.
Is that serial killer that we interviewed last week going to be on?
No.
None of the things that the other guy said, but the things I said are right.
Right, and the hot Dutch sisters, they will be there.
And Friday the 8th is the roast?
Yes, more like Radio Roast, the one that the roast master will be myself, and the ones who are going to be roasted are going to be Royce Marie.
Now, Dutch, I want to switch it to like New Girl and have a honey roast, so you guys are going to say nice things.
No.
Yeah.
You know what? Now I'm thinking about switching all my jokes to just do that just to make it awkward for everybody.
I know, it'll be worse. It'll be worse.
I'd like nice things to be said about me.
Well, it's kind of hard with you, but with Royce is really easy.
Marie, you're not as fat as you sound.
That's nice.
Good work, Mitch.
With that, Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because this entire show has been about Dutch.
You know what? You love that because it skates on you and no pressure's on you. You don't ever get attacked. Oh, you're the worst. Sherry.
I am better than you because I smile with dead animals.
Sean.
I am better than you because I am hooking up with all the Van Wingerden.
You're not doing this.
You're not doing that.
Or my mom.
No.
All of them.
No. Not at all.
One of them.
No. Marie?
I'm better because I play a mean game of greased watermelon.
D, why are you better?
That sounds so sexual.
I'm better than you
She got nervous.
Oh my God. What happened?
Say what you were going to say.
Just spit it out.
No, I can't talk about Dutch's load. Not in front of his mom.
you lost it for a second and then you saved it at the end. Good job.
Thanks.
Johnny Cakes, why are you better?
I'm better than you because apparently the show was doing just fine until the second half when I called in and everyone started talking like robots.
And it was
way to go.
Royce, why are you better, buddy?
What?
Why you just better? Turned into a robot.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'm better.
God!
What?
I am better than you, Dutch, because if a girl comes to me in a bikini asking for cigarettes, she probably wants to fuck.
And I am better than you because I understand that you don't say yes right away to a bikini girl coming for cigarettes, and then you know you got at least months worth of good old bang bone time.
Whoa, your mom is listening.
Sorry, mom, but that's what happens with people who are adults when they move out of the house. Anyways,
I hope the door's open again.
I apologize, mom. I'm the disappointment again. I'm sorry. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys next week on Dutch and Royce.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Next week on Dutch and Royce because Dutch is cutting out.
Am I still cutting out?
Because his load is so big.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Watch out for Dutch.
He needs the release.
Time out. Before we hold on. Time out. Is it still bad?
Yes, Dutch, but we're still on air. You want me to end the show or you want to just keep bitching?
Just play a song out because this is, I don't know what the fuck's going on tonight, man.
I'll tell you what's going on. Skype sucks.
Skype Let's sucks. How about that? How about we join together in the middle?
Stop blaming each other and we blame Skype.
Thank you.
A fucking cock.
Okay, Skype blows balls.
I will
balls.
Play the outro music and I will end.
How about this? Does this sound good still? Does that still sound bad?
Yeah, let me just do it.
Just
son of a...
Okay, thank you guys. Bye.
Fuck.
language.
Well, at least he sounds better now.
Oh, I sound better?
Yay.
Should I play my music then?
No, I got mine. Bye.
Do I sound good, though?